Sports this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reportedly ordering the Navy to remove Harvey Milk's name from a supply ship. A defense official confirmed the plans to military.com and said the timing during Pride Month was intentional. Milk was a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors when he was assassinated in 1978. He was also a very controversial figure and was known to reportedly have relationships with underage boys. Senate Majority Leader John Thune signaled Monday that Republicans won't move to overrule the chamber's parliamentarian during an upcoming debate on President Trump's big, beautiful bill. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
"We're not going there," Thune said when asked by reporters about overruling parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, who will play a special role in vetting the bill for compliance with the strict Senate rules, allowing Republicans to bypass a Democratic filibuster. Senate staffers met with McDonough during last week's recess to vet the House-passed mega bill and talk through their own ideas. Thune said that committee staff tasked with drafting the legislation will continue conferring with her this week and next week. At the end of the process, McDonough will make rulings on whether various policies comply with the chamber's rules. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. draws a direct line between false media reporting and a growing number of anti-Semitic attacks.
"They lie and media die, and Jews die."
Dr. Michael Oren says it all begins with bias and false reporting about Jews and the war in Gaza.
"When was the last time you heard that maybe Hamas, not Israel, bears 99% of the responsibility for the violence in Gaza?"
He says that's why the media is partly to blame for the rise in anti-Semitism.
"And it's about time we hold the media responsible and that they engage in some serious introspection."
Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Meta agrees to a 20-year partnership to use nuclear power for its technology and AI projects. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
"I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor."
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning, 603 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We had a vehicle fire on the Beltway. The vehicle fire now is out outer loop between Windsor Mill Road and Security Boulevard. At one point, about 10 minutes ago, was fully involved. Fire department has been there now. All the flames are out. All the smoke is pretty much gone. They're blocking the two inside lanes. This vehicle is now just a burned out hulk sitting in the roadway. And the driver had minor injuries. Now, a medic unit is also going to arrive. And apparently, at one point when this started, this was a hit and run in the construction zone. Ended up with this one vehicle against the wall, and then they caught fire. So that's the situation. Two lanes getting by to the right after Windsor Mill Road, already backed up towards 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, cranking up that heat and humidity. High temps in the upper 80s. Could see some lower 90s, but that feels like temperature is definitely going to be up there. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 54 degrees. Downtown Baltimore at 63. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore judge places a temporary hold on lawsuits filed under Maryland's Child Victims Act due to an unprecedented influx of cases. More than 1,200 lawsuits have now been filed since the law removed time limits for child sexual abuse victims to pursue legal action. Baltimore City Councilmember Mark Conway has written a letter to BGE regarding allegations that employees falsified inspection records. Conway says he wants answers about a Public Service Commission report claiming internal oversight failures and retaliatory practices against whistleblowers. He says at a time when Baltimore residents are being asked to shoulder the rising gas and electric delivery costs, they're left wondering whether the infrastructure beneath their homes, businesses, and schools have been properly inspected. Maryland AG Anthony Brown says an Annapolis man has been convicted in a $14,000 retail theft scheme. David Bernhardt Sr. Carried out the thefts in at least five jurisdictions across the state, targeting Lowe's and Home Depots. Bernhardt was granted probation before judgment after pleading guilty and paying full restitution to the stores. The stores were in Anne Arundel, Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, and Prince George's counties. Bernhardt sold a plethora of home improvement items. 6:05 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM coming up next. It's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's good to have Colton Cowser back.
Cowser hits it well out to left field. A Rosarena going back. Turn it around. It is gone. Welcome back, Colton Cowser.
Ben Wagner with the call in Masson. Cowser's first game back from the IL after missing 54 games, a success, propelling the Birds to a 5-1 series opening win over Seattle. Baltimore with 13 hits in all. Tomo Sugano, 7 innings of one-run ball. And the Birds have now won 4 in a row for the first time this season. After the game, Cowser on how it feels.
Yeah, it felt good to be back. Like you said, just to get back with the team. And legs were shaking a little bit the first day. But, I don't know. I got to get a little nerves out of the way. But, yeah, a lot of fun being back.
Best stretch of the season for Baltimore. They've won 7 now of their last 9. Getting to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, not good enough for the Knickerbockers, who fired head coach Tom Thibodeau yesterday. In his 5 years leading New York, Thibodeau made the playoffs 4 times. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Raven says no to the Olympics, yes to a Super Bowl. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up in this hour, the Baltimore Police Department wants more money for their budget. $600 million budget because they have a lot of vacancies, nearly 500. And Greta goes to Gaza. About our top story here today, Elon Musk has turned on President Trump and the one big beautiful bill.
And back when this alignment first took place, I thought there would come a point when Elon Musk would turn on President Trump and attempt to split MAGA into oppositional teams so that Musk could achieve his agenda. And a lot of people didn't believe that Musk came with an agenda other than the country was going in the wrong direction. He wanted President Trump to be president, which, of course, he contributed a lot of time, effort, and money to. But then he started making these pronouncements that he was going to find $2 trillion in cuts through Doge, and got nowhere near that. So many of us begin to wonder, what is Elon Musk really up to? Elon Musk on X yesterday said, quote, "I'm sorry, I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." That was his statement yesterday. And look, I can understand him being upset that there isn't enough of spending cuts in there, but there are $1.4 trillion in actual cuts over 10 years, $1.6 trillion in savings, and yes, there's some more spending in there, $300 billion more for the military and the border, etc. Again, the Doge cuts aren't all in the bill because it's a reconciliation bill, and we'll tell you about that here in just a second. But this is the problem that I have with Elon Musk. He then states, Bruce, "In November next year, we fire all politicians who betrayed the American people." 215 Republicans voted for the One Big Beautiful Bill in the House. So what is he saying? Elon Musk is supporting President Trump by putting the House and Senate into the hands of the Democrats? You can see this for what it is. Elon Musk has an agenda. It has nothing to do with Doge or spending. And again, we'll get to that here in just a second. Reaction from the White House yesterday. Peter Ducey of Fox News asking White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt about Elon Musk's pronouncements.
Caroline, how mad do you think President Trump is going to be when he finds out that Elon Musk said, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it."
Look, the president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it. Yeah.
Speaker Johnson was asked yesterday in the House his reaction to Elon Musk.
"It's very disappointing, okay? I've come to consider Elon a good friend. He's obviously a very intelligent person, and he's done a lot of great work."
I'm wondering if President Trump knew this was coming. That's why he tried to butter him up with a gold key to the White House. But here might be one of the reasons why Elon Musk is opposed to the One Big Beautiful Bill.
"Elon is missing it, okay? And it's not personal. I know that the EV mandate, very important to him, that is going away because the government should not be subsidizing these things. It's part of the Green New Deal, and I know that has an effect on his business, and I lament that."
Yes, the legislation cuts the EV tax credit that helps Tesla.
Right. Yeah. Well, their business interests. You should be able to speak in favor of his business interests.
Sure, absolutely.
I just wonder if he does not understand the reconciliation process. Because if you look at this bill, assume it's a standalone, never to be touched again. That's one way of viewing the situation, but it's not a very complete view.
And there's a reason why they have to do what they have to do with reconciliation. We'll talk about that. We'll hear from Russ Vogt, also from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, coming up in just minutes.
Right now, 613, Talk Radio 680, WCBU. Here he is to do what you do, because that's what he does. It's Chuck Whitaker.
State highway truck has just towed this vehicle away that was fully involved on fire just about a half an hour ago. Outer loop between I-70 and Liberty Road. So now the lanes are open. There's a lot of debris on the roadway on the left-hand side of the Beltway. So I'm not sure if they're going to reopen everything yet. But in the meantime, they're actually holding traffic still there. I think they're trying to wait till they get this vehicle completely off the roadway right before the ramp at Security Boulevard. So at the moment, nobody is moving on the Beltway. They're picking up the cones, so it looks like they're going to start to reopen some of the lanes. The inside lane is going to be wet with a little bit of foam and some water that they had on the roadway and all of that. Big mess on the Beltway already, but I'm telling you what, at 10 minutes to 6, this thing was burning and was completely out of control on the west side. So we'll keep an eye on it. They're going to get some lanes open here. We're back moving again in the two right-hand lanes. The delay all the way back beyond 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 WCBM Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be starting off mild today, but here comes the heat and humidity. Back by this afternoon, we could be around 90. Same for tomorrow. Rain could return Friday night into Saturday. Sunny, 59 right now in Columbia, and it is 59 in Pikesville. Time for some one-liner news. New research suggesting that drinking coffee with caffeine during midlife and crisis increases one's chances for healthy aging.
Oh.
Yeah. So during drinking coffee might add years to your life, but those years will be spent in the bathroom for the rest of your midlife crisis.
Always such, anyway. Such a sunny way of looking at things.
Well, the latest way your reading skills will go back up.
Yeah. The latest exhibit at the National Museum of the Netherlands has found a nearly 200-year-old condom. They found it in a 200-year-old wallet with a telltale ring around the leather.
Yes.
Elon Musk said, "What's a condom?"
Yeah.
Cannabis use
has about 40 floors.
Cannabis is up sharply among Americans 65 and older. 46% surge in the use of cannabis with older Americans. 65-year-old pot smokers. Cheech and Chong call them newbies.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
That's surely true.
Yeah. The dollar store chain Dollar General posted record profits last year, earning $10.44 billion.
But with inflation, it was actually at the dollar a quarter store.
Well, all in singles, by the way. Disney World is building...
Chuck had extra for the strip clubs.
Right.
It's all good.
Disney World is building an AI-powered animatronic robot of Walt Disney. Great. Joe Biden will have company now.
Yeah.
How about that, folks?
I just think amazing. It breaks that Ted Williams' head.
Yeah, remember that? Jeez.
Yeah, right.
Was that a cryogenics?
Cryogenics, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They've, still sitting there waiting
I'm
for
I'm wondering,
body
though.
To show up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how do you reattach someone's head?
Carefully.
To
That's
a,
what we said about Bruce.
it was unsuccessful.
You just lead him down the path, and he hits it out of the park. It is amazing.
Very small park.
Ocean City Council voted this week to approve a measure that limits the size and placements of tents and canopies on the city beaches. So they're getting rid of the tents, and they see those canopies, like you did the tailgate parties.
Right, yeah.
They're no longer going to allow those tents and canopies on Ocean City beaches. So I think we got a bigger problem really with the umbrellas. I really do, because I think a lot of people that bring umbrellas don't know how to properly place them in the sand. They're not deep enough. They're not anchored enough. And then when a wind comes, boom, here comes the tumbling umbrella, point first, headed right for your head. I think a bigger problem there. So
now, when you're saying that, by the way, unclear on which pronoun you're talking about. When you say they aren't deep enough and anchored enough, are you talking about the people?
Yeah, I'm talking about the umbrellas.
Oh, okay, thanks.
The umbrellas. The baby tents are okay. They're okay. But the bigger tents in the canopies. Similar to what Clearwater did years ago, they outlawed circus tents because a Brooksville, Florida man insisted on putting up his his pup tent, among other things.
I went there with a friend of mine who had a humpback. We had to dig a hole, and then he could lay down. He was fine.
He also doubled as a bike rack on the weekends.
That's right.
All right, Chuck, very good. We're off and running.
Quickly,
yes, sir?
All lanes are back open now at the vehicle fire outer loop south of Windsor Mill. We're moving again, but still backed up beyond 795.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And we'll see you in a couple. Look, so Elon Musk now is off the reservation. And again, President Trump, by the way, who went after Rand Paul yesterday, and rightfully so, because I don't think Rand Paul is opposed to the bill because of the debt ceiling. He says it raises the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. And I get that. And he can, you can have disagreements over this. And there's no perfect bill that you're going to pass here and make everybody happy. But there were comments made about Rand Paul yesterday on True Social. Not a single word from President Trump about Elon Musk. And that's a pretty strong statement, a disgusting abomination. And then talking about defeating all the people who voted for the bill.
That's
215 Republicans. Yes. Come on, man. The legislation does cut the EV mandate, which helps Musk's Tesla. As of late April, he had spent over $250,000 lobbying on behalf of that tax credit.
Yep.
And they go out the door it goes. Musk was working in the White House as a special government employee, and he wanted to stay on beyond the 130-day limit. But the White House official said, can't do it. couldn't keep serving in that capacity. He was angry at that. He also wanted the FAA to use his Starlink satellite system for national air traffic control, but the White House lawyer said, nope, conflict of interest, we can't do that.
Yeah.
We can't have a special government employee then have a contract with the government that benefits that employee. Yeah. I'm surprised Musk didn't know that. And apparently the final straw for Musk appeared to come Saturday night when Trump announced he was withdrawing the nomination of Jared Isaacman, who was a Musk ally, to be the NASA administrator. So this, again, a little inside the Beltway White House, baseball, inside the baseball politics or whatever the case may be. So it's sad to see it happen, but I kind of knew that it was going to happen at some point. You have two big egos. You have one who makes the big decisions. That's the president of the United States versus this billionaire, by the way, who can take his toys and go home at any time.
Yep. Hey, it's 620 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Big news, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right, they've rolled them back. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. They're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted rollback prices. Now, that's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices rolled back to get you ready for summer. First, use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. Now, to order, call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off on top of the 2010 rollback pricing. That's amazing. Get healthy and get savings at res-q.com today.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Why do we refinance our homes? To lower our mortgage payments, consolidate debt, and make life more affordable. Did you know a reverse mortgage is just another refinance? But this time, instead of lowering your payment, you're eliminating it. Stop making mortgage payments and put that money back in your pocket each month where it belongs. Call me, Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bag it on, Sean. Get it on.
T-Rex.
Yeah. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot at 623. Traffic and weather on the threes, as it is all morning, every morning. Once again, the man, the myth, the legend, in his own mind, Chuck Whitaker.
No doubt about that. Both the tunnels now with no major issues, but already backed up. 15-minute delays and building 895 back towards the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 now is creeping back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and that will eventually go back to Moravia Road. So we're moving traffic, but in the 15 to 20-minute range right now, southbound. If you're getting on the Beltway on the west side, coming down from Pikesville, we had a vehicle fire more than a half an hour ago on the outer loop before I-70. All the lanes are back open. Delay still begin at 795, but the pace is better once you get south of Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is going to start mild, but then the heat and humidity will be back this afternoon, upwards of 90. And same for Thursday. Rain could return Friday night into Saturday. Right now, sunny, 58 in Bel Air. It's 60 in Glen Burnie. Let's take a phone call here from Mark in Baltimore.
Morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. By the way, the Jewish community finished up, we finished up last night, the two-day Jewish festival, Shavuos, which ended very late last night. Yours truly ate a lot of cheesecake during that holiday, which was very lovely. I got to do a lot of exercise to get rid of it, a pound it. You can understand that easily. Okay, as far as Elon Musk is concerned, I think the final crack came when all the courts started to oppose President Trump and all the cuts of the federal government and everything that Doge was doing. I think Elon Musk was not interested in the court system. I don't think supports the court system at all, and he got really upset and frustrated. He wasn't expecting all this delay and all the backlog, as we all see, with over, 100 cases across the country and various parts, you know, anti-spending and all that. I think that was the final crack in all that, among other things. That's why he was anti-court, anti-judicial, or anything like that. That added to part of it. What did you think about that?
Well, I think certainly he could be disappointed with the way the courts have reacted in their judicial activism, but let's look carefully. He was targeting his criticism is targeting the bill itself, which Trump has been calling one big beautiful bill, and so that's they're at each other's throats on that. And then, of course, he's talking about defeating Republicans who betrayed "quote unquote" the American people. That's 215 Republicans who voted for this bill, and that would hand the House over to the Democrats. So, what is Elon Musk's agenda? It certainly is not a MAGA agenda. I'll tell you that right now. Russ Vogt, he is the chair of the Office of Management and Budget. He says this one big beautiful bill is all about tax relief and savings.
The Congressional Budget Office has a contrived view of what the current law, current policy baseline is, and as a result, they assume that spending is eternal and that tax reliefs with artificial sunsets are meant to actually occur, even though in the real world, even under Democratic administration, some version of tax relief would be extended. And so this has historic tax relief, but much of it is the extension of the president's incredible reforms to the tax code in 2017. And this bill, when you have an accurate baseline, an accurate view of the world that everyone would understand if they got inside our kind of accounting shoes, they would know that this is a $1.6 trillion in mandatory savings.
Right.
And that point is the CBO is a deep state operation, mostly, largely Democrats in there donate to Democrats.
From my understanding, there is not a single current CBO employee who has donated to any Republican ever.
Since the year 2000.
Yeah.
That's the qualifier. But,
well, that's 25 years.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And the fact is that, you know, they don't factor in the growth numbers. And look, you can argue growth numbers, and President Trump is saying we're going to grow at 3% over the next 4, 5, 10 years, whatever it is. And I think with his economic policies, they will. Look at his first term. I think he, except when COVID hit, that's when things went off the rails. Vogt went on to say about the Doge cuts, you got to be careful though, because of the reconciliation process. Mm-hmm. And because if you don't actually codify them and cut them, then they stay in their congressional agencies or in these government agencies, right. And Congress can, well, they'll just spend the money. Mm-hmm. So they've got to be careful putting up a rescission package first, $9 billion. Let's see how Congress votes on that first, and then if they vote in favor of the rescission package, largely NPR, PBS, and there's some other funding in there on foreign funding that needs to come out, then if they're successful there, then they know Congress will be serious about it.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why the Doge cuts aren't in this one big beautiful bill.
I think what everyone needs to understand about how we've constructed the strategy to make the Doge cuts permanent is that different funding amounts are different under the law. And so some things are multi-year, some things are funds that expire at the end of the fiscal year. And in this particular amount, it's very important that it pass. And as we gauge the congressional appetite to lock these into law, we have chosen what we think are the easiest. Corporation for Public Broadcasting, NPR, the foreign aid, some of the worst examples that you can come up with, send those to the Hill, and our conversations with the Hill have been very good in terms of the House going to be putting this on the floor next week. But this needs to not only get through the House and the Senate. If it doesn't pass, we have to then release the funds and it has to be spent. And so there are consequences for congressional failure.
Yeah, there are consequences. Yeah.
And that's the reason why they're going to take this on a wait-and-see approach, rescission-by-rescission package, instead of one big cut in the big,
beautiful bill. We'll see what Musk has to say in around 12 months. Yeah. You know, see how he feels about it now, once the rescissions go through. Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the summer weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. You know what Baltimore summers are like. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. I use them for HVAC, I use them for electric. They are great people. They do a wonderful job. Call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Or you can find them at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, Greta goes to Gaza. 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The Maryland Department of Emergency Management is encouraging visitors to prepare for storms, with hurricane season officially now underway. Preparations should include having communication plans, evacuation plans, and disaster supply kits ready in case a tropical storm or hurricane impacts Maryland. 38-year-old Elkton man has now pled guilty to federal charges of producing and distributing child sexual abuse material. Mark Rice, that's M-A-R-K-R-I-C-E, Mark Rice, arrested in 2023 after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received a cyber tip from Reddit regarding the transmission of the material and the IP address that was then tracked to Rice's home. A motorcyclist is sentenced to a hit-and-run crash in Ocean City that critically injured a teenager during last year's Bike Fest. Michael Schneider of New York was drunk and traveling at a high rate of speed when he struck 16-year-old Tyler Welch in a marked crosswalk at 12th and Philadelphia. Schneider was arrested several hours after the crash and convicted of causing life-threatening injuries with a vehicle while under the influence and leaving the scene of an accident while reasonably knowing a serious injury had occurred. He has now been sentenced to 10 years, with all but 7.5 suspended. And the Baltimore Ravens will be holding a job fair this weekend to fill open positions at M&T Bank Stadium this season. Job fair takes place at the stadium Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Job seekers should park in Lot B, enter the stadium at Gate F. 6:32 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25, new customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
632, oh, 633 right now. Pick 3, lottery number 791. Pick 4, 2651. And now it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on threes.
Both the tunnels now with their backups back to Moravia Road. 895 at Moravia Road. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. No incidents on the roadway. No problems going south. Now this is just the heavy, normal traffic in that area. So now we're up into the area. 20 to 25 minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. The Beltway on the west side coming south. Now backed up almost. If it's not there, it's very close. Outer loop just south of Reisterstown Road from an earlier problem with a vehicle fire coming south of Liberty Road. So now basically the backup now is Reisterstown Road all the way down through Route 40. Looking at what appears to be a state highway truck setting up in the left-hand lane, 95 northbound at Joppa Road. They may be doing some work in the construction area. area. They're pushing traffic to the right. Major roadways are open and good ride right now through the Annapolis area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, cranking up that heat and humidity. High temps in the upper 80s. Could see some lower 90s, but that feels like temperature is definitely going to be up there. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Most Oriole fans didn't know much about Tomo Sugano before the season began, but they know about him now.
First and second.
Hits it hard. A hop handle by Holiday. Henderson's got one. And over to first to get two. And get Sugano through six innings, a one-run ball.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Key out for Sugano, getting the powerful Cal Raleigh to end the sixth. And Tomo would go seven solid in a 5-1-0's win last night. Baltimore's fourth in a row for the first time this season. Sugano's fourth seven-inning outing this year, his sixth quality start, drawing praise from manager Tony Mancelino.
I mean, he's done it all year. I don't know if we knew what to expect, but this guy's an MVP in Japan. He's a Cy Young Award winner in Japan. He's been incredible there. So I think now as we kind of see it here, it makes sense.
You know, bang out 13 hits overall. Colton Cowser goes yard in his first game back, and the Orioles beat a first-place team after sweeping the last-place White Sox. Ravens hit the practice field yesterday as week two of the OTAs commenced in Owings Mills. A lot of talk this year about the owners agreeing to allow the players to participate in Olympic flag football. Wide receiver Zay Flowers is not impressed with that.
I play for real football. I'm just here to play my tackle football. I ain't really worried about going to the Olympics. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
Exactly. Flowers' fellow wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins was on the practice field yesterday. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken at the mic explaining there's still a little learning curve.
I think he's been really diligent. You know, not perfect, but I think he's been diligent in what we do offensively. You know, we're just trying to get him up to speed, but he's been great.
Stanley Cup final begins tonight in Edmonton, Alberta. Panthers and Oilers for the second consecutive year. Florida trying to defend the cup. The Oilers' Connor McDavid says it feels different this time.
Excited after game five, you know, it just feels less emotional. It's been less of a roller coaster, I would say. Just the whole thing feels more normal, which is a good thing.
Puck drops tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in Edmonton. The time now is 6:37. When we return, need a house? I got one for you.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's a big house, guys. It's 6,480 square feet. It's five bedrooms. It's 6.5 bathrooms. It'll be listed for $3.2 million when it hits the market on Friday.
You buying it?
I'm going to take a look at it.
Yeah, sure.
The home was purchased in July of 19 for $1.8 million, so there's going to be a nice little, you know, handsome profit on it, potentially. And the public records link the address to one Justin Tucker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I noticed there wasn't any home massage rooms listed on the home.
Right away.
Either.
Right to the core. What is wrong with you? But yeah,
I've been hanging around this guy way too long.
Too long. Owings Mills is the area. It's a beautiful area, Green Spring Valley. So yeah, that's what's going on right now. Yeah.
Justin Tucker.
There you go.
No longer in Baltimore.
Nope.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:38. I got a love letter here from one of our listeners. If only my computer would unfreeze, but no, I'll read it later when it thaws out.
You still on Microsoft Vista?
Yeah. You probably are right. Yes. Okay. The operating systems here are probably, at least we don't have dial-up. We've graduated from the dial-up.
Yeah.
One of these days we'll embrace the newer technologies.
Yeah. I'm hoping they get one of them fax machines in here. I understand. They're just really swell.
Yes. and newspaper delivery as well.
Yes, exactly. All right. You're talking about someone who's just at the cutting edge of technology, but doesn't like it very much because it hurts her grift. Greta Thunberg. Remember Greta? She's the one who sailed over here from...
How dare you!
Yeah, exactly.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you!
How dare you! Yeah, okay. We went from that to portraying herself basically as Jeanne d'Arc. She is Joan of Arc, folks. I want you to know that. They're piling up twigs around a pole in the town square somewhere just for her, and she is ready to make that sacrifice because she believes so firmly in her grift.
We have to keep trying, because the moment we stop trying is when we lose our humanity. And no matter how dangerous this mission is, it is small and near as dangerous as the silence of the entire world in the face of a life-scheme genocide.
Okay, this her latest grift is Gaza, right? We've had others before. We've had women's rights before. We've had it was the Greta Thunberg saying, hands off my fallopian tubes. We've had a Greta Thunberg saying the environment needs protection from human beings. You all go away, and I'm going to stay around and commune with nature. And now we have Greta Thunberg about to get on our ship somewhere near Sardinia, and they're going to sail over to Gaza.
Will attempt to again sail towards Gaza and to try to break the siege and open up a humanitarian corridor by delivering aid like food and medical supplies. So now we are here in Catania, outside of Sicily, to try to continue our mission to try again.
And she could try again. By the way, she's going to be going to wherever the Israelis are and not to the Egyptian side, because the Egyptians have rather prudently put up a rather large wall between them and Gaza and won't let anybody through.
Then a prediction of being Joan of Arc may actually come true then.
Yeah.
She goes to the Egyptian side, she may be martyred.
Yeah, well, of course, she's taking her little scarfy thing with her.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite social commentators is British. Her name is Katie Hopkins, and she noted all these events yesterday.
Greta Thunberg, combo grifter, is off to Gaza. I think that visit's going to go really well for you, Greta, and I wish you all the best with your little scarfy on. I mean, if you're going to combo grift your climate grift with your Gaza grift, why not combo pride as well? Whip out your pride flag, Greta. While you're there with Hamas and Hezbollah, as a female with a pride flag, I think things are going to go really, really well for you. I probably will see you never again. That's it. That bonkers Britain.
Katie, I would recommend you follow her. She is truly hilarious, conservative Brit, and the stuff she posts, and she posts daily, is just a hoot. And here's a note, by the way, because don't forget the last grift wasn't Gaza. The last grift was we have to prevent climate change, which grew out of we have to prevent global warming or cooling, which, I don't know, you get lost in the weeds sometimes.
We have no idea what the impact is from. We don't know where the carbon dioxide is from. We can't measure the warming of the oceans. We have terrible temperature records going back 100 years. Almost all the terrestrial temperature detection sites were first put outside urban areas. Then you have to correct for the movement of the urban areas, and then you introduce an error parameter that's larger than the purported increase in temperature that you're planning to measure. This isn't data. This is guess.
That's Jordan Peterson. He's right. This is not data they bring forward. This is just a guess. They want you to believe their guess, and their guess is inviolate.
The alternative to that is to stop having global-level elites plot out a utopian future. And if this wasn't immediately impacting the poor in a devastating manner, I wouldn't care about it that much, but it is.
Yeah, this is what happens, is people in the first world say, oh, we've got to stop all these horrible practices. You got to stop doing that. And people in the third world saying, this is how we stay alive, dude. And apparently that's not a concern if you have your own private Learjet. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We'll track Greta for you, don't worry. We'll keep you up to date on Greta news. Right now it's time for Chucky news. Chucky's in...
I think we ought to call her Grifta.
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 Grifta Thunberg.
Thunberg.
Time for joke with the curse and the traffic and the weathers.
Just call her a goof.
Okay, here's the goof.
The outer loop.
right underneath 795. A couple of vehicles are there now on the right shoulder. Apparently had a little run-in in that area. So we're still backed up, not quite to Reisterstown Road, but that's where the backup begins. From there, all the way down to Route 40. Problem was earlier, vehicle fire about an hour ago on the outer loop south to Windsor Mills. 795 going to be a little slow as you take the ramp to the outer loop, and then you're just crawling from there all the way down to Frederick Road before it gets better. Filled in just a bit now on the outer loop at Hartford Road. The construction zone getting underway. Hartford County northbound 95 at Route 24. And again, both the Harbor Tunnels are in the neighborhood right now. 20 to 25 minute delays with all the lanes moving but backed up around Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road on both 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Fox 45 weather authority forecast. We start off mild, but then the heat and humidity creep back by this afternoon. Highs could reach 90. Rain could return by Friday night into Saturday, but next couple of days are going to be hot and humid. Already sunny, 62 in Pasadena, 64 in Stephensville. Time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, in the name of Johnson.
We've got a dummy. We have a legitimate dummy.
Tabasco just got ways you to sneak into your bag. They're shrinking their sweet chili sriracha and salsa picante to make them more portable. So if you're a Tabasco fan, I love to put the Tabasco stuff in my Bloody Marys.
Or cereal.
Texas sure. Pete.
Cereal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you like Tabasco in your cereal?
No.
Oh, okay.
My daughter spent a summer over in Spain visiting. She took a little thing just as a kind of a joke of Old Bay with her.
Right.
And the son was putting it on his cereal and his milk everywhere.
Okay. You know, yeah. Well, you know, don't knock it until you've tried it.
Violence runs in the family.
Yeah. Popeyes just dropped their new chicken wraps. Available, you can get them in classic spicy or honey mustard chicken wraps at Popeyes.
Spicy honey.
Hey, Costas Inn opening a brand new location here in Baltimore in Timonium now.
Oh, good.
After 54 years, Costas Inn opens that second location. It'll be known as Costas Inn Timonium, and they're open as we speak. So enjoy the second location of Costas
Inn. Where are they, roughly?
That's a good question.
Timonium.
They're in Timonium.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So just to make sure you get some idea of where they are.
Yeah, roughly.
They are at the fairgrounds.
Oh, cool.
At the fairgrounds.
They're actually at the fairgrounds.
Cava's opening up the first Harford County location. If you like Cava, that's in Harford County now. Denny's introducing their 2025 summer menu. New red, white, and berry pancake slam. The new strawberry sparkler. That's a drink. Bacon ranch cheeseburger sounds good, huh? And the new cookie dough lover's pie. Chuck, it's right up your alley. The lover's pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. I'll just back off of that one.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, already made that decision, Chuck. Yeah.
PepsiCo just won a big case regarding the origin of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. The inventor alleged the company committed fraud, defamation, and racial discrimination, violated California's unfair competition law. He filed a 62-page complaint, and they wanted PepsiCo and Frito-Lay to name him as the inventor of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. But he lost his case. He was just one of a team, apparently, working on the Flamin' Hot Cheetos development. And this food stuff is very important.
Oh, wow. Well, a lot of money.
If you had to say which state consumes the most per capita fast food in the country, what state do you think it would
Mississippi.
Be?
Mississippi.
Mississippi's a good guess, but no, that's not it.
Alabama.
Nope, another good guess. Nope. Apparently, according to the Auguste Escoffier School of Culinary Arts,
Auguste.
It is the home of Old Bay seasoning.
No kidding.
Maryland is now beats out Nevada, Illinois, New York, and Hawaii as the top fast food state in the country.
People drive here in order to get their fast food.
Apparently.
Which is something you can't do in Hawaii.
You can't drive 50 feet without finding a fast food restaurant here in the state of Maryland.
Plus, they multiply. By the way, it's a very good marketing strategy. They figured out early on that if you want your franchise restaurant to do well, you put it next to a McDonald's. And then the Burger King would be next to that, and then the Waffle House next to that, and so they those clusters metastasize.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
that's the reason why they put them all together because that's where everybody
gathers.
This
is a cluster, as a matter of fact.
And by the way, they put them mostly roughly in Timonium.
Another cluster. Thank you, Bruce.
We have a clarification now. Sophia in Perry Hall knows exactly where the new Costas Inn is. Sophia?
Yes, I do. Exactly. It took over Nick's grandstand at the fairground in Timonium.
Okay.
Right on York Road by Gibby's.
So no longer do you have to ponder roughly where it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sophia.
Up by expectation and by the still.
Well,
it's a restaurant row in there.
I don't know if it's there or if it's actually at the fairgrounds. Isn't there that grandstand right there where they had the grandstand grill was there?
I think it's right on York Road.
Okay.
Roughly.
Well, Sophia just told you where it was, and you weren't willing to listen.
I did listen. That's what she said.
You're an idiot.
Thank you very much, Sophia.
But you know what, Chuck? Those two things don't conflict.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I understand.
Those aren't overlapping circles. We can do a Venn diagram.
All right. Chuck, seeing a couple.
Goodbye.
A couple love letters here from listeners this morning taking me to task. Good morning, Sean. Seems to me Elon's beef is more with Congress than it is the president. The president's already said he doesn't like everything in the bill. There's specific things he wanted in it. They're in there. And those are the beautiful pieces. I think you're playing a little into the media dramatization of this disagreement. Have a great day. That is from Bob. Elsewhere, we have another listener here. See if I can pull this up in time. This computer's really, really slow. This is from Sean the Absolutist. You're doing it again. You're affirming wrongly again, according to this individual, that Elon Musk has turned on Trump. You don't know that. This could be a play that you're not aware of.
That's right.
So come down, maybe, and try to analyze it from another angle. Have you thought about why Trump is not counterattacking him? They're fighting evil and communism. Don't be like the lamestream media. Think, man. That's Andy in Delaware. Okay.
Think.
Yeah, here's the point. I am only reacting to what Elon Musk put out on X. I'm not relying on anything in the media. I'm looking at what he said, what he posted. Now, there's a possibility that Trump, who plays five-level chess, is he and Elon are conspiring to... I don't see the play yet. Maybe it'll dawn on me. But right now, it looks like, here's the point. To threaten Republicans who vote for this bill threatens the majority in the House next year. I don't see that as fighting communism.
No. What were the terms he used, by the way, again, describing the bill?
Disgusting abomination.
That's roughly what you said in my last quarterly evaluation.
Yeah.
It's funny.
He was probably hacked into that and borrowed it from us. You can certainly weigh in on your thoughts on Elon versus Trump on the One Big Beautiful Bill. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day that was contemplating some home improvements, and I recommended that they contact AES Builders and Home Improvements, because when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. And that's a slogan that Tim Munson, he is a man of faith, he is a man of integrity and character, and that is how he runs his business and how he's done it for over 30 years. I've known Tim a long time, and he's been a long time sponsor here of WCBM. We appreciate that sponsorship, but I do want to say that if, you know, it comes time for home improvements and you want quality and you want integrity, a man who stands behind his work and his word, Tim Munson's the guy. Doesn't matter whether it's kitchen or bath remodeling. Doesn't matter any kind of home improvement whatsoever. Tim Munson, AES Builder and Home Improvements. They're the first person I'm going to call for my home improvements, and you should factor that in as well. And right now, the first 25 new customers that call in to Tim for any kind of a home improvement, kitchen, bath, you name it, will receive $2,500 off their home improvement project. Call 1-800-787-SAVE, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. It's 6:53 Wednesday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
And both the Harbor Tunnels backed up anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes right now, headed south. Nothing major going on. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The traffic on 895, which is only two lanes, and both of those backed up to and beyond the ramps at Pulaski Highway. So from right there, going through the tunnels and getting out to the south end, 20 to 25 minutes right now. The inner loop is now slowing a little bit underneath Reisterstown Road. They make that turn, they come out of the shade, and they're right into the bright sunshine on the inner loop headed over towards Park Heights Avenue. The outer loop from earlier problems, just pretty much dead stop, just crawling anywhere from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. We start off mild, but heat and humidity and up to 90 today. Pretty much the same for tomorrow before some rain might come in Friday night into Saturday morning. Right now it is sunny, 62 in Pasadena, 61 in Parkville. And you think there'd be a raging debate over the Elon Musk versus Donald Trump topic.
Yeah.
No, it is the Costas Inn that is getting the most calls here this morning. Honey is in Towson. Good morning, honey.
Hi, honey.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Where is the Costas Inn second location?
It is actually in the fairgrounds where horse racing is, in that building. So you can go in and eat. You can sit and eat, or you can walk out to the grandstand and watch the horse races. It's right inside there.
Oh, for the how many days? They have, what, 17 days they run or something like that?
Well, what, Costas Inn?
No, the track. Yeah.
They do, but Costas is open, as the other restaurant was, pretty much year-round.
What was that? It was Nick's Grandstand Grill? Was that what it was?
That's what it was originally.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Have you been there, honey, or is it still pending opening?
It's open. We haven't been there yet. But we used to frequent the other grill as well.
Yeah.
But
we heard that about you.
For a change.
Yeah.
All right, honey, thanks so much for the clarification. Certainly appreciate that. So that actually is in the grandstand on the fairground. So
I just imagine
you were wrong again.
Just imagine your wife turning in at just that very moment. Okay, honey. She's going, what? What?
6:56, 4 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Seriously, but I understand that people are upset because I think that Elon Musk, although I look, he's brilliant. There's no doubt about it. He's brilliant. I think he's one of the genius of our time. And you know, everything he does, he touches, seems to be successful. I think once you venture into politics, though, you got to be really careful. And I think in this particular case, I think he did a disservice to President Trump. And let me explain why he does it. You don't come in promising $2 trillion. Doge is a great idea from the president and Elon Musk heading it up. I like the fact that he did that. He brought a different perspective. And he certainly, the sunlight is the best disinfectant here. And he shined the spotlight on waste, fraud, and abuse. And to that, I applaud him. But to come in from the get-go and say, I promise you $2 trillion in cuts, there was no way the political class, and that's what you have to know. You got to have at least some understanding of what is going on in Congress, what's going on in government. You have to to promise that kind of thing, and then at the end of the day, what'd you end up with, $160 billion, whatever, which is still good. You build up these expectations, and of course, there was a lot of pushback against Elon Musk, and of course, that makes the president and his agenda look bad.
I think a lot of it has to do with they did not define over how many years we'd see their savings, because you're say it's going to be, you know, $10 trillion, whatever the number might be, $50 trillion over the next 10 years. Then you have an off-ramp so that if you don't have the revenue you want in the first year, you can say yes, but our numbers show that by year 7, 8, 9, we'll be exceeding the number.
Yeah, well, remember, he was talking, we have nearly a $2 trillion deficit each year now.
Yeah.
Okay? And we have $1 trillion of that is just interest on our debt. So that's how serious it is. And I understand he wanted to go big, he wanted to go grandiose, but there was no way that was ever happening again. So you just go in, promise that you're going to root out the waste, fraud, and abuse. You don't put a number on it. And by putting a number on it, now it looks like it wasn't as successful as it should be. I still think Doge is going to remain. I think Russ Vogt's a great guy. He is a fiscal deficit hawk has been for his entire career. The OMB guy, we just played his soundbite moments ago. So
So let's wait and see. But you can certainly weigh in on, I think, what Elon Musk has done now, I think, is a disservice to President Trump. 659 and Rescue Natural Supplements and the Nutraceuticals. These supplements are wonderful in that they, again, help you maintain health, help you to repair your health. And right now, we're rolling back pricing to 2010. They are marked down on the website, res-q.com. All you have to do is check them out there. Also, in addition to that, we're offering a special coupon code called, you just plug in wellness, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, and you can save 33% off any single bottle of your favorite Rescue Natural supplement like omega-3s or probiotic, Vital D3, whatever your choice is. Save 33%. Use the coupon code wellness, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, when you check out at res-q.com, or when you call, use that code at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483.
Coming up between 7 and 8 this morning, well, Tom Holman says the border has a problem, and we're just seeing the tip of that iceberg in Boulder, Colorado. Neocons and Dems, they want a forever war, and it turns out that Jill Biden's chief of staff was a hot shot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Elon Musk, whose time as Doge chief recently ended, is parting ways with President Trump over the One Big Beautiful Bill now being debated in the Senate. Musk is harsh in his criticism of the measure and those who voted for it in the House.
With all due respect, my friend Elon is terribly wrong about the One Big Beautiful Bill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he has spoken to Musk at length about the tax cut and budget bill, so his criticism is disappointing indeed. Tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from most countries have risen to 50%, and that's effective today. President Trump says he is determined to stop America's trading partners from ripping us off. Iran's supreme leader is defiant, saying there is no way the Islamic Republic will stop enriching uranium, something the experts say is key to building a nuclear arsenal.
The remarks by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei colored in a red line, one that says Tehran refuses to give up enriching uranium in any possible deal with the U.S. That demand has been repeatedly made by American officials, including President Donald Trump, though it remains unclear just how much envoy Steve Witkoff brought it up in his initial proposal to Tehran. But what Khamenei did not say in his speech matters as well. He didn't reject the talks, which Iran views as crucial for its economy to lift some of the crushing economic sanctions it faces. Khamenei also didn't insist on any specific level of nuclear enrichment. Iran now enriches uranium up to 60%, a short technical step from weapons-grade levels. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The family of the Egyptian man charged in Sunday's horrific anti-Semitic firebombing attack in Boulder, Colorado, faces possible deportation. The man's wife and five children have been detained by immigration authorities. On Wall Street, the Dow futures now 55 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good Wednesday morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County Fire heading to a wreck just outside of Perry Hall, Bel Air Road in the area of Forge Road. So we're waiting for an update. One report said somebody injured in a vehicle there at the scene. So heads up now, the medic units and the fire department arriving at that point. Both the tunnels, 20 to 25 minute delays. Southbound delays begin both on 95 and 895 in the area at Moravia Road. Normal delay, Parkville side of the Beltway. We're slow through Pikesville. The west side never recovered from a vehicle fire early this morning before 6 o'clock on the outer loop near I-70. That's been gone for a while, but the backup is still solid coming south from Reisterstown Road down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, cranking up that heat and humidity. High temps in the upper 80s. Could see some lower 90s, but that feels like temperature is definitely going to be up there. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 56 degrees. Ellicott City right now has 53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Another beautiful day ahead of us. 7:04 right now. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore judge has now placed a temporary hold on lawsuits filed under Maryland's Child Victims Act due to an unprecedented influx of cases. More than 1,200 lawsuits have now been filed since the law removed time limits for child sexual abuse victims to pursue legal action. According to the Baltimore Banner, Chief Judge Audrey J.S. Carrion issued a 5-page order saying the decision was being made amid ongoing discussions about how all the cases can be managed. Baltimore City Council member Mark Conway has written a letter to BGE regarding allegations that employees falsified inspection records. Conway says he wants answers about a PSC report claiming internal oversight failures and retaliatory practices against whistleblowers. Maryland AG Anthony Brown says an Annapolis man has been convicted in a $14,000 retail theft scheme. David Bernhard Sr. carried out the theft in at least 5 jurisdictions across the state, targeting Lowe's and Home Depot stores. Bernhard was granted probation before judgment after pleading guilty and paying full restitution to the stores in Anne Arundel, Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, and Prince George's counties. And the Maryland Department of Emergency Management says, hey, watch out, storms are coming. We are in the middle of hurricane season right now. It's underway. Preparations should include having communication plans, evacuation plans, and disaster supply kits ready just in case that tropical storm or hurricane impacts Maryland. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 791. Your pick 4, 2651. And next, it's Steinle Sports.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 6/22/25, new customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. After 54 games on the injured list, Colton Cowser returned last night for Baltimore, and it was welcome.
Cowser hits it well out to left field. A Rosarena going back, turn it around. It is gone! Welcome back, Colton Cowser.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Cowser's second of the year in his 5th game. And the Birds wrap out 13 hits in all in a 5-1 win over the Mariners. After the game, Cowser deflecting the credit.
You know, we have such a fun lineup and fun team. You know, I had one swing at the bat today, one hit. All the other guys, we had 12 other hits. You know, able to add some of those insurance runs, it was huge. And, you know, I think what I'm going to do is just show up every day and, you know, bring the energy what I can do. Because
Ryan O'Hearn extended his on-base streak in the game to 19 games in a row. French Open, Francis Tiafoe and Tommy Paul became the first pair of Americans to make the quarterfinals in the same year since 1996. And now both of them are out. Tiafoe to Lorenzo Musetti and Paul to defending champion Carlos Alcaraz. And finally, one of the NFL's premier defensive linemen of the 1960s and 70s has passed away. 20-year veteran Jim Marshall, a member of the famed Minnesota Vikings front four nicknamed the Purple People Eaters, will forever be remembered for two things: never missing a game, playing in 282 consecutive, and for recovering a fumble and returning it the wrong way for what he thought was a touchdown, but instead was a safety. Jim Marshall was 87 years of age. Coming up in 30 minutes, Steeler fans aren't happy, and wait till you hear why. That is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust: Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? And they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Quick note. Good morning, hour number two. Quick note. Marshall may not have been the brightest guy in the world, but one of the guys who played with him, Alan Page, certainly was. After he retired, became
a justice,
Up in Minnesota.
So. Yeah, they were incredible, the Purple People Eaters. Second hour here on the Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. We are going to be talking about more border concerns from the man I think gets an A+, and the only one right now in the Trump cabinet is Tom Holman. The neocons and Democrats are now trying to drag us into the war in Ukraine. We've got we're bringing the receipts.
The forever war.
Exactly. Top story here, though, is the Jill's chief of staff, a guy by the name of Mark Bernal.
It's really interesting story. We told you last week that David Hogg, I don't know if he's still a member of the DNC or not, but David Hogg had said that this guy was the guy who was actually instrumental in the auto pen scandal, that he was the one on the inside, he was the one doing most of the signing, that the wife of the president, the first lady's chief of staff, was doing things with the auto pen. It kind of begs the question whether or not the first lady would have known ahead of time, or whether he was just wildcatting. So we'll see if that ever comes out in the light, because my suspicion is, personally, you don't do that kind of stuff if you're working for Biden unless they approve of it and you're giving them deniability, as it were. Miranda Devine has now joined the chorus, saying, yep, this was the guy that actually was in charge of what was going on in the Joe Biden White House once Joe kind of meant vacant.
Anthony Bernal is really the one aide that Jill Biden trusted so much. And as Jake Tapper has told us in his new book, Jill Biden is one of the most powerful first ladies in history. And that made her chief of staff, her personal factotum, Anthony Bernal, very important.
Yeah, and he'd been with him, by the way, for a long time, prior to Joe being VP. So Bernal had been her chief of staff for quite a long time, had the trust of the family. He was one of the very, very few people who actually got to go into the basement during the basement campaign. I mean, he was one of the very few outsiders who were allowed into the house. They viewed him as a family. Devine says that he also became very close to a favorite son.
Along with probably Hunter Biden, Anthony Bernal, he was sort of the protector of Biden's secrets. And he also propped up Jill Biden from her very earliest days as the vice presidential wife, second wife, and then to being, of course, the first lady.
Okay, now, Sean, if you were to have your very own chief of staff, what kinds of tasks would you like your very own chief of staff to be doing?
Well, just the ones that I would assign or delegate to that chief of staff.
But I imagine it would be all those businessy kinds of things.
Yeah.
Do this businessy thing and that businessy thing. Well, apparently, he was a very, very versatile chief of staff.
He used to pick out her outfits, organize her Vogue covers, and also traveled with her overseas, especially when, towards the end of Joe Biden's presidency, Jill Biden was traveling around on Air Force One solo, and she had Bernal always at her side.
Huh. Look, I'm not a fashionista, but from people that are, Jill Biden was no fashion plate.
He was a church.
She was no Melania Trump. But he was in charge of picking out her outfit, so that explains everything.
Yes. It's 7:13.
That's like putting Chuck Whitaker in charge of your diet.
Wow. I like that idea,
Mr. Casey.
We're practicing for the big crab feast and roast coming up Friday, June the 20th at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Your tickets available at WCBM.com.
You know it's going to turn into a Gallagher concert before it's over.
Yeah. I'm bringing the watermelon and the sledgehammer. Yeah. Traffic and weather on the street.
Somebody's flying off that dais.
Dais.
Okay, you be quiet now. I'll talk.
Okay.
The accident, we have an update on the wreck on Bel Air Road. It's just north of White Marsh Boulevard between there and Necker Avenue. Several lanes are blocked right at the accident scene, so the medic units and the county still there. Be on the lookout for that if you're traveling that section of Route 1. Delays at both the Harbor Tunnels. Yep, they're all still there right around Moravia Road as you're coming south into both the Harbor Tunnels. And now it's just a normal delay on the Beltway, interloop through Pikesville, the Parkville side before Hartford Road, and the west side really never recovered from a lot of problems on the west side after I-70, so right now it's just the normal heavy traffic there. Construction is slowing traffic in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off mild this morning, and then, of course, heat and humidity starts to creep in, building this afternoon. Highs near 90. Same for tomorrow. Rain could return Friday night into Saturday. And right now it is sunny, 63 in Glen Burnie, 64 in Dundalk. And time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Well, the big MAGA story of the day today is Elon Musk on X yesterday, basically turning on President Trump. And the saying, quote, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. The massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it. In November next year, we fire all politicians who betrayed the American people." End of quote. So there's 215 Republicans who voted for the One Big Beautiful Bill. Yeah. President Trump's characterization, not mine. I think one thing I did agree with Elon Musk was nothing is big and beautiful in Washington. Okay, usually when it's big, it's bad.
Yeah.
But this is as good as it's going to get for the moment. Based on we need to get this thing out by 4th of July in order to have some kind of momentum going into the midterms of next year. If not, you may not have to fire him. The American people will do it for you. As far as that goes. So the big question is, what is Elon Musk trying to do here? What is his agenda as he is now apparently in direct 100% disagreement with President Trump? Meanwhile, when it comes to the Colorado terrorist attack in Boulder, the Egyptian man that has now been arrested and being held in the with a flamethrower and Molotov cocktail, trying to set Jewish people on fire, including a Holocaust survivor. Imagine you survive the gas ovens of Auschwitz, and in your own country now they try to burn you. To death. So now Kristi Noem, the DHS secretary, yesterday saying they're also looking into what role the family play.
Hi, everyone. I'm Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Today, the Department of Homeland Security and ICE are taking the family of suspected Boulder, Colorado terrorist and illegal alien Mohammed Soleiman into ICE custody. Now, Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it. I am continuing to pray for the victims of this attack and for all of their families. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to all of them, and I want them to know that justice will be served.
We had millions of people that Joe Biden and his auto pen people led into this country, and many of them were terrorists. Some of them Chinese military age men, a lot of cartel gangbangers, and now we've got not only that, we have to worry about people. These are criminal. By the way, I don't know if you saw the numbers coming out of ICE in Houston. They deported 142 criminal aliens to Mexico in the past 2 weeks, who, as a group, were convicted of 473 crimes and illegally entered the United States 480 times. That's just in Houston. Now, multiply that across the country. And with the fentanyl and everything else that's going on now, Tom Holman says he's worried about the gotaways.
Yep.
He says they could launch a terrorist attack here in the United States. So we really need to crack down the visa overstays, which this guy was. Apparently, they gave him a work permit in the Biden administration. After you overstayed his visa, you don't reward illegal behavior with positive reinforcement. As to the one big beautiful bill, the reason why the DOGE cuts are not all in it, number one, it's a reconciliation bill. Number two, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent explains.
I'm a fiscal hawk, but I am also a realist. And the way to think about this is every $300 billion is 1% of GDP. And as the clip that you just said, or you just showed, where I said we didn't get here in a year, we're not going to get out of it in a year, that we have to bring this down gradually because we want to do two things. We want to cut and constrain spending, and we want to grow the economy. And what Senator Paul is asking for or advocating for, I think, could cause a sudden stop in the economy. So I'm a deficit hawk, but I'm also a realist.
You say it could cause a sudden stop. You're saying that this is too radical of a to flip the switch like this to cut. I mean, he probably wants to cut, you know, a trillion or a couple trillion, right? You say that would be too dramatic.
Robert, a trillion would be 3% of GDP.
Yeah. And that would what would that do? I mean, if he's I think he's a pretty smart guy. I have him on the show a lot. What do you believe that would do?
Well, look, what's important here is our debt to GDP. Yeah. So that if we don't grow, then we won't grow the tax base and we're not going to grow revenues. We're not going to grow the economy. So we inherited a mess, yeah, and we have to constrain spending, cut spending, and then grow our way out of this.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely right. You know, you've got to worry about the economy. That has to grow first, and then you can tackle the deficit as your revenues or earnings come in. President Trump blasting Gavin Newsom, saying large-scale fines are incoming after biological males stole California girls' track and field races. A federal judge has ordered President Trump to continue to provide gender-affirming care to transgender inmates. And Ron Roe is out at the Secret Service after two female agents got into a fistfight outside of Obama's D.C. residents. Day 136 in the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
It's 7:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Up men on Ninja Batter. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Coggeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
A couple of new things here. BW Parkway northbound at 197. The report says three vehicles were involved. We're looking at the camera right here at 197. There's a moron coming up on the shoulder, passing people on the right. So be on the lookout for him. In a white vehicle. So just whatever you got to do there. In the meantime, the backup now is you're coming up from Powder Mill Road on 295 northbound Newark, Howard County, eastbound Route 32 at 108. A little bit of road blockage there as well. The wreck going into and out of Perry Hall, coming north of Fullerton, is on Bel Air Road, just north of White Marsh Boulevard. And, of course, our delays in and around the Beltway, 20 to 25-minute backup south at both the Harbor Tunnels. And construction continues 95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It starts mild, then when the heat and humidity creep back in this afternoon, highs near 90 right now. Sunny 63 in Reisterstown, sunny in 63 in Ellicott City. Let's go to Joey in Edgewood.
Hey, Joey.
Joey could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. Call us back, Joey.
All right, now this is kind of a fascinating story, Sean. You've heard a lot of the pushback from the Democrats about how mean and how horrible Donald Trump is, the administration is, for talking about actually making people work for government money. You're going to have to get the government cheese. You're going to have to work a little bit to pick it up. Well, I have four. These are, I don't know, they're backbenchers, apparently, because I'm not familiar with them completely. But these are four Republican backbenchers speaking out over time about exactly how excited they are about putting people to work. The first is a guy named Joe Robinette, I think is his name, if I recall correctly.
Anyone who wants to receive welfare must sign an individual responsibility contract so that they're forced to agree up front to the conditions placed on receiving the benefit, and so that they will have a plan from day one on how to get themselves off of welfare. Put them to work and make them want to go to work and make it reasonable for them to go to work.
Yeah, now one of the things that should be noted is this guy, Joey Robinette, one of his mentors, I hope I have the guy's last name correct, is Barry Balamalama. Barry also had already come out in favor from the backbench in Congress, Republican guy, at least as I understand it, in favor of workfare.
The best anti-poverty program is a job, which confers not just income, but structure and dignity and a sense of connection to community.
Yeah, and another guy who had been in office before, he's now out of office, his name was Al Gore Raindrops. And Al Gore Raindrops said that he's all in favor of making sure that people with the government money, we're going to be the mean Republicans, we're going to force them to work.
For too many, welfare has been a way of life. For too long,
It has condemned too many on welfare to a lifetime at the margins of our society. Today, we start to change all that.
Yeah, that's, again, Al Gore raindrops. So I think hung out with Whitehead when he was there in Washington, D.C. And finally, this guy, another Republican backbencher, or so I'm told. A guy's name was Billy Jefferson, who held office, I think, around 20, 25 years ago.
Nearly 30 years ago, Robert Kennedy said, "Work is the meaning of what this country is all about. We need it as individuals. We need to sense it in our fellow citizens. And we need it as a society and as a people." He was right then, and it's right now. From now on, our nation's answer to this great social challenge will no longer be a never-ending cycle of welfare. It will be the dignity, the power, and the ethic of work.
Yeah, so obviously, that's Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Al Gore, and William Jefferson Clinton.
Yeah.
All over the last quarter
and,
century plus.
And the reason why they all agree on that.
Workfare, yes.
Is because, as and these, this is the foundation of from government accountability numbers I'm going to quote it here. 62% of all Medicaid recipients are able-bodied individuals.
Get a job.
66% of all food stamp recipients are able-bodied individuals that are not working.
Yeah,
they're just sitting there collecting benefits. Those aren't cuts, folks. These are requirements. You, in order to get your government benefit, you need to do something for it.
Something. Every one of those, a presidential or a presidential nominee for the Democrats in favor of workfare. But now, of course, it's a horrible thing.
The heat is on, as the Glenn Frey song sings. And, of course, it is all about the air conditioning right now in your home. You'll make sure it's working properly, that it's got a necessary refrigerant in it, that it is not going to crap out on you when you need it the most, especially when it hits in the 90s with the heat and the humidity. So right now, Tim Kyle Electric, they do great electrical work, exterior work, landscaping, lighting, you name it. They've branched out to HVAC as well. They'll come out. They'll look at your unit. They'll make sure it's being maintained properly. They'll give it coolant if it needs it. And again, they'll make sure it's working properly and efficiently. Otherwise, you're going to be spending a ton of money. And we'll talk a little bit later on in the show about how I got a BG notice yesterday getting us prepared for what's coming at the end of the month. But right now, you can help prevent that. Call Tim Kyle, 410-876-9404. Or go to timkylecompany.com. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland Department of Emergency Management says we are now in hurricane season, so please prepare for storms. Make sure you have the following on hand. Communication plans, an evacuation plan for you and your family, disaster supply kits. Have them ready in case a tropical storm or hurricane impacts us. They say also the impact of tropical systems can be felt inland for, as we well know, for hundreds of miles with the potential for tornadoes, prolonged power outages, and catastrophic flooding. 38-year-old Elkton man has now pled guilty to federal charges of producing and distributing sexual abuse, child sexual abuse material. Mark Rice was arrested in 2023 after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received a cyber tip from Reddit regarding the transmission of the material, and the IP address was then tracked to Rice's home. Investigators eventually discovered more than 600 explicit images on Rice's electronic devices, including some that showed him sexually abusing a child as young as age 3. Motorcyclist sentenced to a hit-and-run crash in Ocean City critically injured a teenager during last year's Bike Fest. Michael Schneider of New York was drunk, traveling at a high rate of speed when he struck 16-year-old Tyler Walsh at a marked crosswalk, 12th Street and Philadelphia Avenue. Schneider was arrested several hours after the crash and convicted of causing life-threatening injuries with a vehicle while under the influence and leaving the scene of an accident. He has been sentenced to 10 years. All but 7.5 of them are suspended. And the Ravens are going to be holding a job fair this weekend to fill open positions at M&T Bank Stadium. It's going to be Saturday, 9 to 2, Job Seekers, Parking Lot B, enter the stadium at Gate F. 7:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
7:32 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 791. Pick 4, 2651. And at 7:33, now it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like a new wreck in Annapolis. Two vehicles are up against the guardrail. A state highway just stopped there, but they're not blocking any lanes at this point. It's westbound right at the ramp area and the bridge at Ritchie Highway. State police may arrive in that area, and when they do, things may change. It looks like one of the vehicles is leaking some fuel in the median, so it can change. If you're coming over from Whitehall Road, working your way towards the Severn River Bridge, the vehicles are on the left side in the painted out area. The normal morning backup is southbound I-97 at Route 32. The other big wreck, and a couple of big ones now, northbound BW Parkway at 197, eastbound Route 32, the wreck at 108, and they're still working on the wreck Bel Air Road just to the north of White Marsh Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, cranking up that heat and humidity. High temps in the upper 80s. Could see some lower 90s, but that feels like temperatures definitely going to be up there. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Get rid of that energy-hungry old refrigerator or freezer with help from BGE's Appliance Recycling Program. You'll get $50 in indoor or outdoor pickup and long-term energy savings. Schedule your pickup at BGESmartEnergy.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Colton Cowser's return last night for the Orioles certainly gives the lineup a boost, but Ryan O'Hearn's been doing it all year long.
That smashed up the middle for a base hit to drive in Rutschman. Henderson zipping around second, going to third on an RBI base hit from Ryan O'Hearn.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. O'Hearn raking for the Birds. A 19-game on-base streak, batting 406 in that span as the Birds take down Seattle 5-1 the final in the Great Northwest. The Orioles and Mariners tonight at 9:40 with Kate Povich taking the hill. Baltimore starting staff pitching to a 182 earned run average in their last nine starts. Elsewhere in baseball, Arizona Diamondbacks ace and former Oriole Corbin Burnes has been put on the 15-day injured list with right elbow inflammation. 2 days after leaving a start early against the Nats, Burnes seeking another opinion on the elbow after an MRI on Monday. Ravens news, the team back at it yesterday as the second round of OTAs continue in Owings Mills. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken at the mic asked to talk about the career arc of wide receiver Zay Flowers.
He's an unbelievable football player. You know, he's not only an outside receiver that has elite route running skills, but he's unbelievable with the ball in his hands. So you have, like, a guy that fits two positions.
Flowers with a career-high 1,059 yards last year on 74 catches, but missed the Buffalo playoff game.
Super tough, because when you play 17 games, just to get to the first playoff game and you can't play in it, it's always hard. So,
other NFL news, the Steelers reportedly sending a letter to their fans who were upset at seeing players Mason Rudolph, Miles Killebrew, and Super Bowl champion Rocky Blyer at an event with President Donald Trump. It was at the U.S. Steel plant in Pennsylvania on Friday. Here's Blyer making a presentation to the president.
I have the honor of making you an honorary Pittsburgh Steeler and would like to present to you your jersey.
The Pittsburgh Steelers jersey had the number 47 on it for the president's number. Just a reminder that the last time the Steelers won a playoff game was before Lamar Jackson came to the league, and that was in 2016. The time now is 7:37. When we return, do Oriole fans deserve to hear from the owner?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Just off air a second ago, Sean and Bruce, you're absolutely right. Love Rocky Blyer.
Rocky Blyer.
An American hero.
American hero.
Yeah. By the way, the guy he gave the jersey to used to go under number 45.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have room. They don't have room in the back of the. Well, you could have slashed it.
You could put 45 on the front, 47. 47 on the back.
That's true. That's true. Interesting piece. You can access this, by the way, at Stein on Sports on WCBM.com, written by Glenn Clark from Pressbox. The question that he's trying to answer is, does the owner of the Orioles, David Rubenstein, owe Orioles fans a press conference to talk about the changes in the team, Hyde getting fired, etc.? Or is it the sole responsibility of the general manager to do that?
I would say it's the general manager's job, and at the end of the season, maybe the owner should answer some questions or face some questions.
But isn't there some type of contract, a social contract, between the fans who support the team, and not only that, but pay the money that the team uses for the infrastructure of the stadium, to hear from the owner?
It's too early.
You think it's too early?
You do it now. What happens the next third of the season sucks. Then do you bring them out again? I mean, it's too early for the owner. That's a big gun to bring out. If you want to bring out the big, big gun, wait till it's really necessary.
Do politicians owe it to the populace to talk to their constituents?
Yeah, because they're directly elected. Mm-hmm. They're representative of the people.
But we pay the money. We pay the money to the owner of the team.
Well, you could choose not to.
Yeah, many do.
You could choose not to attend. You could choose not to pay the money, and you could vote that way and tell the owner, hey, we're not happy with the product on the field. I think that's happening already.
I think it would have been a good PR move if Rubenstein would have done that.
Yeah, maybe you're right there, but you know, I don't think he's obligated.
I'm not going to go see a Taylor Swift concert because I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to endorse that entertainment product. I will go see an Orioles game or two during the course of the summer because I happen to like that product. I love baseball.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift didn't fire the manager.
No, it doesn't matter.
Taylor Swift wasn't 22 and 38.
She fired her own manager.
I think she did hit a ground rule double once.
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 8 o'clock. The neocon Democrat forever war machine won't give up. And just in the last week, we saw Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina go to Ukraine, Danang Dick of Connecticut. And Mike Pompeo was at the Black Sea Security Conference just a day before Ukraine launched that drone attack on Russian nuclear bombers. What did he say? Well, here's a few hints that he wants the U.S. to have a role in helping Ukraine win the war.
And I want to suggest to you today that there's only one outcome that is remotely tolerable for the world, and that is victory. It's winning. There can be variations. Sometimes you can win by the other player storming out of the room. Sometimes you can win by total defeat and taking that player's king. But always victory is measured in the minds of the two participants and those who were observing the game itself. And I would suggest to you today that if the conclusion of this conflict isn't that those who are observing this game don't understand that this was a win for the good guys and defeat for the bad guys, and it is very clear that the bad guys sit in Moscow, not in Kyiv, then the world will be a very different place.
Nay, so sure about that. The former CIA director, again, in Odessa, Ukraine, went on to talk about the risks that the world face in this kind of conflict.
If you ask me, Mike, tell me, what is it that you see as victory? It is the world's perception that we are prepared to take the risk necessary in order not that we win combat, not that we win victories by crushing armies in the field, but that we preserve peace in the world and are modeled and are perceived in the world as strong enough and determined enough and prepared to fight collectively such that these wars never begin.
Who's we?
Yeah.
Who is we?
Who's we?
Okay. And then, but wait, there's more. And he talks about the only way we are going to win this is if we defeat Russia.
That deterrence, that model that would have and could have prevented what happened, doesn't end with a ceasefire. It doesn't end the day that Vladimir Putin says, at least for the moment, I'm going to stop. This is a man who has no intention of changing. He has been pursuing the vision of restoring what he once knew as the greater Russian Empire, the Soviet Union. His vision has not changed and is not going to change. That means our resolve must be forever. It's not the case that we can sign an agreement, make a deal, bring NATO closer together. This model of deterrence must remain. It can't.
Yeah. So, yeah. Mr. Forever War, Mike Pompeo, Ukraine, by the way, is not a NATO member.
We are going to do it.
Yeah. It's all, again, this is, I'm telling you, they're trying to drag us. Lindsey Graham should be prohibited, or Mike Pompeo, or anybody else for going over articulating U.S. policy or thinking that they represent U.S. policy. Isn't that a violation of the Logan Act?
Yeah. If they're there pretending, rather, that they're representing the U.S. government, well, Lindsey Graham can go there as a senator, I suspect, without actually interfering. It's a question as to whether a private citizen can. 743, hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, and he's out to Carpe Diem, which means let's go eat carp.
Sorry, Bobby.
I think that's what
I don't
it
want
means.
It anyway. U.S. service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm not sure what they were doing just a minute ago here. Looks like there may have been some oil on the roadway. I-97 northbound at Benfield Boulevard. One of the state highway trucks was there, and they kind of looked at it, did whatever they had to do, and now the right lane is open again. So just a heads up for that. There's the accident in the painted out area, westbound Route 50, right at Ritchie Highway. So far, it has not been a big deal, but heads up coming over from Whitehall Road. Direct northbound BW Parkway at 197. Apparently, three vehicles involved. Big delay there coming north from Powder Mill Road, eastbound Route 32. The wreck at Route 108 in Howard County. The injury accident, Bel Air Road, north of White Marsh Boulevard in Baltimore County. All the normal delays on the Beltway. Nothing major on the JFX. And we're still 20 to 25 minute delays at both the harbor tunnels. On the southbound side, construction continues northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by today, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Going to start off mild, but then heat and humid and 90 today. Pretty much the same for tomorrow, and they're going to stay that way until Friday night, where the rains could return and showers into Saturday morning. Right now, sunny, 66 in the city, and in Annapolis, rather, and it is 66 in Baltimore City as well. Time to choose your fake news three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug if you can correctly identify the fake news story. Tony in Pikesville is our contestant.
Morning, Tony.
Morning, guys.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go third.
Third. Okay, good luck to you. Here are your stories. Story one, that was fast. Homeland Security has yanked down the list of sanctuary cities over the weekend after the National Association of Sheriff's President complained slamming the list as an unnecessary erosion of unity and collaboration with law enforcement. Story two, Donald Trump Jr. has announced the upcoming launch of an online firearm retailer, Grab a Gun, which he and his partners have described as the Amazon of guns. The platform aims to provide a streamlined shopping experience for firearms and accessories while adhering to federal safety regulations. And story number three, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered a renaming of the ship named after gay rights icon Harvey Milk. Move first reported by military.com. Controversial Milk also had a history, apparently been accused of being a pedophile in the past as well. The ship will be renamed. It's an oiler ship, the USNS George W. Bush, in the next month. All right. Story one, the sanctuary cities list pulled down already. Story two, we have, of course, the Grab-A-Gun, new Amazon for firearms from Don Jr. Or story three, the USNS George W. Bush will take over for the Harvey Milk name. All right, we'll start with Mr. Chuck.
First off, the Curtis Creek drawbridge is up, so anybody on the Beltway, that's why you're sitting still. Okay, both sides, Quarantine Road and from Ordnance Road. Two, please.
You finally chose then? Two?
Mind your business, boy.
Chuck goes for two. Mr. Bruce?
I had to go with Chuck. The list does, it's rough, but it might be true. The third, I just think we're milking the story.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go for two.
Okay. Tony?
I'm going with two. Grab-A-Gun's already out there.
So. All right. Tony is going with story number two. And Kristen?
Ooh, that's the only one I was sure was true. I could see Donald Trump Jr. doing that. I'm between one and three. But they do name a lot of things under after presidents, so I think I'm going to go with number one. I'm not sure that.
Kristen goes for story number one. Story number three gets no votes. While it is true that they are taking down the name of Harvey Milk, the ship has not been renamed as of yet. No naming of George Bush at this point. Tony, thanks for listening, playing. Appreciate
you.
And try again.
Kettle of fish.
You know, yeah. I don't think in the Trump administration you're going to see a ship named after George Bush, but you never know.
I hope not, but sometimes it's more of a military thing. I'm
right.
Sure there's still plenty of deep staters.
Right. In there. So we'll see if that.
And he served.
Every once in a while, a fake news story does come true later.
Yeah.
And so we'll see if it happens.
It'll need to have a recount.
Yeah. In all fairness on that, George W. Bush served. He's a veteran.
Yeah.
He served honorably, and it's not inappropriate.
He was in the Air National Guard.
Air National, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, a lot of ships have been named after presidents.
Yeah.
And of course, some of them have come and gone, like the USS Jefferson. I think three different ships were named after Jefferson. Yes, sir.
Curtis Creek Drawbridge now is down, and that area of the Beltway in Curtis Bay is on the move again.
So you don't get that from GPS or Waze or Google Maps when the drawbridge is up or down. The only guy that can share the ups and downs of his traffic reporting is Chuck Whitaker. No. Yeah. And you can hear it. You can hear it and see it, and it's splendid in all its splendid glory. Friday, June 20th. At Jimmy's Famous Seafood from 6 to 9, all-you-can-eat crab feast and all-you-can-take chuck roast as the dessert. Get your tickets now before they're gone at WCBM.com.
I just bought a new piece of foldable luggage to bring with me.
No good.
So I can bring some stuff home.
That's right. You've got one of those empty suitcases when they take it through the baggage area.
I'm going to have the FedEx guy show up right in the middle of all that, take the box, and it'll be home when I get home.
Just make sure you get plenty of dry ice for the crabs.
No problem.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple, 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Just saw Vinnie Steele yesterday, and Vinnie was saying, it is a buyer's market right now. There are way too many sellers, and now more than ever, if you're trying to sell your home, you do need somebody with Vinnie's experience. His background, the fact that he's got this database, tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase homes. And there's all sorts of different programs that can help move your home in an expeditious manner. So it's not sitting on the market for weeks, months, and in some cases up to a year. So all you have to do is call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. He or one of his agents come out to your home. You discuss, the home and the staging and so on and so forth. Eventually, you'll come to an agreement on asking price and time frame, and once you agree on that and you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. that simple. So why bother going anywhere else or doing business with anybody else? Because Vinny has you covered, and he's got the guarantee. 410-709-7515. That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty.
Hey, folks. Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Well, Boulder apparently was Donald Trump's fault. You hear Democrats opining on that. Check that out. Really? Orange ran that bad, huh? And Boulder County, the IG pushed out by an unelected official. That doesn't seem quite right. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, BW Parkway northbound, looking at it live here, still backed up from a wreck at 197 coming north from Powder Mill Road. The report initially was three vehicles were involved, and of course the parkway at that point is only two lanes each way, so pretty good size backup right now on the northbound side. We did in fact get the Curtis Creek drawbridge back down. Traffic on the Beltway on the south side is better. Howard County, watch for the wreck eastbound Route 32. They were still wrapping up at 108. The accident on Bel Air Road is north of the area at White Marsh Boulevard, and they're still working at that scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. It is going to be a mild start to the day, but as it heats up, in creeps the humidity as well. Highs near 90. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Rain could come in Friday night into Saturday. Right now it is sunny and 66 in Dundalk, and it is 66 in Severn. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Well, there's a concern now, particularly out of Boulder, yet more concern, a continuing concern, I guess I would say, about what the hell is going on our southern border, and what did Joe Biden do to us as a nation? He had 4 years during which tens of millions of illegal aliens came into this country. Some of them through ports of entry, some of them just across the Rio Grande, and some of them just kind of disappeared as soon as they got across into the interior of this country, only to be found, I suspect, when they do something particularly evil. Tom Holman says he has real concerns, particularly coming out of Boulder with another illegal alien. He says, who are these gotaways?
What scares me about the southern border, what concerned me the most, was they created the biggest national security vulnerability this country's ever seen. Not only did 2 million known gotaways, 2 million people cross the border, we don't know who they are, where they came from, we don't know where they are now. On top of that, even through the legal process, the Biden administration were bringing people unvetted, handing out work visas like they're candy while they sat here and planned something bad.
19 individuals brought down the World Trade Towers. Joe Biden let in 2 million gotaways. I mean, think about the numbers, folks. If you think, that's okay, they're all going to just come here and mow lawns, you are sadly mistaken, because that's not the demographic profile of those individuals that this past president let in. Tom Holman says, look, for the next 10 years, just face it, at least the next 10 years, we're going to be dealing with what this jackass did to us.
We are going to be dealing with this for the next 10 years because of the chaos they created in 4 years. Yet members of Congress all over the country going to ICE facilities raising hell, saying this is their oversight responsibility. Where was their oversight responsibility when 10.5 million illegal aliens came across the border? Where is the oversight responsibility on releasing over 8 million illegal aliens to this country? Where's the oversight responsibility then? This is attack on ICE. This is attack on the Trump administration. We're trying to fix the damage done by Biden.
Yeah, and of course, then you have people like Hakeem Jeffries, who's now come out to say he's going to start doxing. He personally will start doxing some of the ICE agents. And the Democrats want to say, take off their masks, because we want them clearly identifiable so that people can dox them, and we can all go out and harass their families. This is what you're dealing with on the political left. It's absolutely abhorrent to think about exactly how depraved that actually is. And as far as the probability of another 9/11 or something even worse, think about this. What was a fungus came across the border with a Chinese scientist?
A Chinese student at the University of Michigan has been arrested and charged with agroterrorism. She brought some kind of fungus that is called a head blight or something that can infect wheat and other crops. Yep. And then in we consume these crops, they can also make Americans sick as well. So this is just... we've got to really rein it in, secure our borders, and make sure we know who's coming into this country.
Yeah. Holman says, is there another one coming?
It's coming. I mean, why did 2 million illegal aliens pay more to get away? They could have paid half of what they paid, cross the border, turn yourselves into a border agent, get released that same day, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get a free hotel room, get 3 meals a day, plus free medical care and work authorization. 2 million people paid more to get away. They didn't want to be vetted. They didn't want to be fingerprinted. Why?
Yeah, fair question. Why?
Yeah.
Why would they do this?
He says it scares the hell out of him, and this is a guy that, you know, this is a law enforcement guy. This is a guy who doesn't scare easily. And you brought it up. If 20 hijackers come into this country legally,
right,
with visas through Saudi Arabia, and are capable of committing one of the worst acts of terrorism in the history of the United States, imagine what hundreds, if not thousands, of those who come in illegally could do.
Yeah, the Chinese buying a property next to our military installations. You have all kinds of bad actors from the Middle East coming over here, saying, oh, let's see what havoc we can cause here. You have this jackass in Boulder, Colorado, who had his own agenda. None of them are in favor of this country surviving in the long term.
As we were all, are you just surviving month to month, hoping that you can manage your finances? It's going to get easier on your own. Well, if you're a homeowner living on a fixed income, you don't need me to tell you how tough things are, and prices are climbing, and the check stays the same. No matter what you do, it never feels like it's enough to cover your bills. That's why you might need to talk to Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer guy. Mark's been doing this over 30 years, helping homeowners 62 and older use the reverse mortgage to access the equity in your home without giving up ownership and without a required monthly mortgage payment. You decide when you want to pay the loan back. It's a loan that does that, and if it sounds too good to be true, it is a federally insured loan that lets you stay in your home, reduce your stress, and finally get some breathing room. And Mark is ready to come to your house, answer all your questions in plain language, and help you figure out if it's the right move for you. So call Mark today, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. You've got nothing to lose and possibly a whole lot to gain.
8 o'clock on WCVM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCVN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is not backing down on his pledge to level the playing field with America's trading partners. As part of that, effective today, tariffs on steel and aluminum imports have risen to 50%. House Speaker Mike Johnson is defending the Republican tax cut and budget bill in the face of harsh criticism from former DOGE chief Elon Musk.
This is the most amount of money that any government has ever saved on planet Earth in a piece of legislation. Ever. It's a very important first start.
In Johnson's words, with all due respect, my friend Elon is terribly wrong about the one big beautiful bill. Liberal political activists at the Southern Poverty Law Center's left-leaning website recently designated the respected Christian ministry Focus on the Family as a so-called hate group. Gary Schneeberger is media relations spokesman for the president of Focus, Jim Daly. Schneeberger was asked why the Colorado Springs ministry was branded with that baseless designation,
And he shared word for word from the SPLC's online accusation.
Focus on the Family has long relied on its biblical worldview strategy to push back on LGBTQ progress and reproductive rights. First of all, it's not a biblical worldview strategy. It's a biblical worldview. And they would sort of word salad up the phrase biblical worldview strategy rather than simply say, these guys believe in the Bible, we don't, that's why we have a problem.
Focus on the Family, which has served Americans for nearly 50 years, forcefully pushing back rather than let the Southern Poverty Law Center's baseless hate group designation go unchallenged. From the upper Midwest to the deep South, the Ohio Valley to the Great Lakes, air quality suffering because of smoke from those Canadian wildfires. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 46 points. NASDAQ futures better by 25. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3 week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 8:03 Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
PW Parkway northbound looks a little better now at 197. The pace is improving. That would indicate the vehicles are off the roadway up ahead at 197. Capitol Beltway jammed up in that backup. There's a minor accident now on the shoulder area, outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue. So that's adding to that. They're still working on the wreck eastbound Route 32 at 108 in Howard County. The wreck earlier, Bel Air Road north of White Marsh Boulevard. There's a new wreck in Harford County in Riverside and apparently road blockage eastbound Route 40. That's Pulaski Highway after the light at Route 543. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, cranking up that heat and humidity. High temps in the upper 80s. Could see some lower 90s, but that feels like temperature is definitely going to be up there. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikeville has 61 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it is right now 68, warming up already this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04 on WCBM. Time for more news. So these headlines being brought to you by Vinnie Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinnie Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. A Baltimore judge has now placed a temporary hold on lawsuits filed under Maryland's Child Victims Act due to an unprecedented influx of cases. More than 1,200 lawsuits have been filed since the law removed time limits for child sexual abuse victims to pursue legal action. And according to the Baltimore Banner, Chief Judge Audrey J.S. Carrion issued a 5-page order saying the decision was being made amid an ongoing discussion about how all the cases can be managed. Baltimore City Council member Mark Conway has written a letter to BGE regarding allegations that employees falsified inspection records. Conway says he wants answers about a PSC report claiming internal oversight failures and retaliatory practices against whistleblowers. Maryland AG Anthony Brown says an Annapolis man has been convicted in a $14,000 retail theft scheme. David Bernhard Sr. carried out the thefts in at least 5 jurisdictions across the state, targeting Lowe's and Home Depot stores. He was granted probation before judgment after pleading guilty and then paying full restitution to the stores in Anne Arundel, Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, and Prince George's counties. Pick 3 lottery number, 791. Your pick 4, 2651. And next, It's time on sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnieSteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Quite a turnaround for the Oriole pitching staff over the last nine games. The Burt starters have thrown to a 182 earned run average and a 7-2 stretch. The latest win last night in Seattle. 5-1 the final behind seven innings of one-run ball from Tomo Sugano and a home run from Colton Cowser. Here is the milkman talking about playing behind Sugano.
He was a horse for us today and, you know, ate up some innings and was able to keep us in it for as long as he did, and offense was able to scrap a couple more through.
Manager Tony Mancelino agreed in the postgame as well.
Tomo was incredible today. He set the tone for us. That's not an easy lineup to navigate right there with the right, the left, the switches, the power, the slug, the bat to ball. He did a great job.
Kate Povich will try to continue the pitching staff's success tonight. First pitch is at 9:40 p.m. Getting to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years was not good enough for the Knickerbockers, who fired head coach Tom Thibodeau yesterday. In his 5 years leading New York, Thibodeau made the playoffs four times. Finally, Coco Gauff overcame 10 double faults against fellow American Madison Keys and beat her this morning to reach the semifinals for the third time in her career at the French Open. Gauff was the runner-up back in 2022. Coming up in 30 minutes, a World Series champion calls out the virtue signaling of AOC. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
Home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hour number three, we're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the BPD once. More money for their budget.
More money.
The left blaming guess who for the attack in Boulder. But top story here is to welcome to Tammany Hall of Baltimore County. This is just, it really is. If you remember the scandal of Tammany Hall in New York, it was a bunch of political bosses and unelected leaders that took care of themselves, feathered their own nest, did it to the great detriment of the voters and constituents, and it was indeed a massive political scandal. And I think we have one building here in Baltimore County with this interim county executive, handpicked by her predecessor, Johnny Zero, and the county council led by Julian Jones et al. And she, Kathy Kosmeyer, refuses to speak to the public or the press about her reasoning for not reappointing fraud and government waste fighter Kelly Madigan, the Baltimore County Inspector General, who, by the way, was awarded the Fraud Fighter of the Year Award. Wouldn't you want to have somebody like that fighting fraud, waste, and abuse in county government? Oh, you wouldn't if you're the Democrat political machine currently in power. And of course,
speaks volumes, doesn't it? That speaks volumes.
It really
does. Somebody gets named the fraud fighter of the year, fire her, quick. Yeah,
let's get rid of her.
And get rid of her.
I think that's the reason why he handpicked Kathy Klossmeyer. Because, you know, look, this isn't the first time that Johnny Zero, he tried to get rid of her back in 2021 and curtail her independence. Julian Jones tried to do the same thing, only to face an outcry from the public. And Fox 45's excellent broadcast journalist, Mackenzie Frost, sat down a one-on-one with Kelly Madigan and asked her about her status. What they basically did is you got to reapply for your job. Now, the myth is that Klossmeyer could not have just reappointed her. She could have.
Yeah.
And if she was worried about that, she should have conducted, at least got a legal advice from the guy we're paying $265,000 a year in Baltimore County for that kind of advice. She never even bothered asking him. She basically just gave her a letter saying, oh, you need to, you know, to reapply for your job. The only reason why she would have to open it up to a search is if she was going to go with somebody else. And Kelly Madigan says this was, this is just typical. You're just one report away from being at your last day.
In the inspector general community, they will tell you sometimes you feel like you are just one controversial or high-profile report away from having something happen to you.
Fraud fighter of the year, remember that. This is the treatment that she got at the hands of Kathy Klossmeyer.
I emailed her several times between March, February, March, never had a meeting. And then I got a meeting on Monday, May 12th. I went to that meeting. I told them about the office, answered the questions they had, and at the end of the meeting, they handed me a letter that my job would be posted in 2 days.
Yeah, that's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
this is a woman that is hiding under her desk as we speak in the Baltimore County Executive's Office. What kind of reports did Kelly Madigan and her office find?
So whether it's a report about employees misusing their vehicles, or it's a report about millions of dollars of waste in the water system, or waste related to trash haul vendors that are committing fraud, P-card reports, those reports would have never seen the light of day. Those savings would have never been known. I've heard over and over again how grateful Baltimore County employees, current and former, are that we listened to their concerns. We sat down. We took the time. We took them seriously.
Yeah. These are, again, many of these are Baltimore County employees, whistleblowers, who are concerned about the waste, fraud, and abuse. And their only outlet they have, you can't go to the county executive because you know what, canned. Okay.
Yeah.
So you go to the inspector general's office and they look into it and they find something they reported. And that's exactly what Kelly Madigan did. Kelly Madigan did her job that she was hired to do. Unfortunately, she was pushed out based on dirty Tammany Hall politics. More on this coming up in just a second.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, dirty Chuck Whitaker politics.
What exactly is a P-card?
You don't want to know. Really, it's something women do when they go to the doctors. I get confused.
Or a drug test.
Yeah, man, that's true. You're in my heart. Sorry, I said anything. Northeast outer loop is slowing just around Bel Air Road to Providence Road. That's the normal delay. The inner loop towards Green Spring has been slow. Still there. It breaks loose after you get over to the JFX. And the west side this morning started off with that vehicle fire that was fully involved right before 6 this morning on the outer loop at I-70. Never recovered. We're still solid right here looking at it live. 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. If you're out in Harford County at Riverside, they had the wreck on Route 40 eastbound near the light at Route 543. Howard County still working on the wreck at Route 32 at 108. BW Parkway is still slow from earlier problems at 197. We tried to pick up with the pace a little better through there, but it's slow again. And then there's been some heavy traffic in and around the area of the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. A wreck in the normal backup right there at New Hampshire Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast starts out mild, but we're going to get hot and humid later today with highs near 90. Remember how cool it was last week?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be that hot this week and tomorrow. Rain could return Friday into Saturday as well. Right now, Sunday, 66 in Bel Air, 67 in Glen Burnie. Let's find out which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and
and gentlemen, it's 8:15 Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM once again. Traffic and weather on the threes? No. The clown car at 8:15? Absolutely. So let's exactly head into the big top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring. Because, boy, I tell you, remember the days of dial-up? You have to get on your phone, and you have to wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and that funny sound comes on, and eventually you got the talk. That's kind of what we have here. Stepping out of the clown car, dead center in the center ring. Yes, it's one Chuck Schumer, still apparently on mental dial-up.
I have long warned that if we aren't careful, without removing millions of people off their health care. Now, I've said, tax breaks for the ultra wealthy. No matter where it rears its ugly head and who we are. Donald Trump and his so-called big, beautiful bill.
Maybe you're having a stroke.
Behind the smoke and mirrors lies a cruel and draconian truth. There is no way for Republicans to...
Say that one more time.
There is no way for Republicans...
The FIVR Republicans. It's a whole new political party. The FIVR Republicans. These are Republicans who believe in handing out $5 bills. The FIVR Republicans. Thank you, Chuck Schumer. And now, of course, he has to stand there and buffer for the next 20 minutes. And get out of here.
By the way, there's an excellent article on this Tammany Hall concept in Baltimore County with Kathy Klossmeyer, Johnny Zero et al., Kelly Madigan, at Baltimore Brew by Tom Nast. I would highly recommend that you read it. It's very, very well written and very good. Back to Mackenzie Frost's interview with Kelly Madigan. She asked her whether she was surprised that she was treated in this manner by the unelected interim county executive.
Did you have any indication as to that would be the outcome of that meeting?
None.
So you were taken by surprise?
Oh, I was very surprised.
Where do you believe this is coming from? Do you have any indication that it's coming from the previous county executive?
It's hard to know. You'd have to ask him that.
During your tenure, how successful has your office been in terms of the investigations that you've done, the savings that you have found for the taxpayers of Baltimore County?
Oh, gosh, you know, it's been a little over 5 years, and I think we've issued 34 public reports.
Yeah, you heard some of the reports that we had already mentioned, but let's call this what it is. This isn't about job performance, because she did a bang up job.
Yeah.
She did an amazing job. This is about politics, dirty Democrat machine politics.
Over the last couple of years, we've seen some criticism of you and your office from other elected leaders, especially on the council. Do you believe that you're being pushed out? You know, is politics the reason why you're being asked to reapply for your job?
I think the answer is it has to be political, because the process is political. Mm-hmm. It's a nomination by the administration and confirmation by council. So that's the executive branch and the legislative branch for Baltimore County government. So it is political.
Yeah. And wait, there's more. Because not only did you get Fraud Fighter of the Year, they brought in a blue ribbon commission to look at Kelly Madigan and her inspector general's office and whether or not she was doing what she was supposed to be doing. And again, it exonerated her and said, yeah, she's doing a great job.
We ended up stronger than we were before. The Blue Ring Commission doubled down on all the things that we had done, thought our policies and procedures were appropriate, agreed with our decision-making, and in fact recommended strengthening the office, moving it to the charter. It's curious that this question of reappointment never came before the Blue Ribbon Commission.
Hmm. Yeah. Gee, I wonder why that happened. I mean, it's in your face. They're so blatant. They're so fraudulent. There's, again, this Tammany Hall of, like, you can't touch us. You can't lay a finger on Johnny Zero or Kathy Klossmeyer or Julian Jones or the rest of the Democrat machine politicians in Baltimore County.
But let me play devil's advocate. The people keep electing them. So apparently the people in Baltimore County are happy with the way the Democrats have been running Baltimore County. they like it, apparently. They like the idea that they can exercise that kind of muscle at the county level, and maybe they figure they're on their side so that they can get the people they don't like.
Just take a look at your roads. Take a look at your trash collection. Take a look at your schools. Take a look at the creeping violence in the county. I don't know if they're happy. I think some of them don't know what's really going on.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for, along with, I will give credit to the Baltimore Brew, the Banner, and the Baltimore Sun have all done excellent reportage on this, as well as McKenzie over at Fox 45. I want to tell you about Tim Kyle, and it is time now as we heat up and that humidity start creeping in, going to make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. You might have to turn the AC on later today or tomorrow if you haven't done so already. And when you turn it on, you want to make sure that it, A, works, and B, it's not costing you a ton of money because it's inefficient, especially since the electric rates have gone up again. That's right. I got my BGE letter yesterday. Did you get yours?
No, not yet.
Oh, basically blaming the Democrats and their war on fossil fuel. Hey, it's not us, folks. It's the Democrats. They didn't say Democrats, but you read between the lines, you understand what it is. But BGE said there are ways you can save money. So they're telling us we're about ready to get hammered again. So we don't want that to happen to you. We wanted to make sure that Tim Kyle comes out. They're now in HVAC. They branched out of the electrical work as well. And they'll come out and take a look at your unit, your AC unit, make sure that it's got coolant and refrigerant, make sure it's working efficiently, and all you have to do is give them a call, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online, timkylecompany.com. Tell them I told you to call.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson Wednesday on the show. Elon is not happy with Trump's big, beautiful bill.
You're a man's man's man. And more importantly, your hand, while firm and masculine, is soft as a velvet child.
And feminism has completely backfired on women. It's an utter Marxist failure. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, one small point here is that the people did not elect Kathy Crossman.
That's true. Appointed.
Okay. She was appointed by a previously elected county executive.
With the theory that she won't be able to run again. At least that was the theory.
Yeah.
Why she was put in as a placeholder. You got to kind of shiver and think, well, who the hell's next, man? And who will they end up firing? 823, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX looking good here. Roxton Road down through the city county line, past the bridge at Old Pimlico Road. It's nothing major there. The Beltway still sits out there with the normal delay on the west side through Pikesville and on the Parkville side. So nothing out of the ordinary through that zone. And as you're heading into both the harbor tunnels, our delays are still there, 20 to 25 minutes at least for the traffic south. 895 backed up towards Pulaski Highway. 95 is still slow at Moravia Road. We're moving traffic into both the tunnels, but the backups are still there. Very slow. There's some heavy traffic around the interchange at the junction right at Camden Yards at 95 and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Start off mild and then heat and humidity, I should say, are going to be here for at least the next couple of days. Highs near 90. And then the rains come Friday night into Saturday. Right now, sunny, 67 in Middle River, and it is 68 in Arnold. Just a couple more clips, and we'll get your calls and comments. This, of course, the president of Common Cause. Her name is Joanne Antoine. You'll hear her voice first. But again, this is what happens when you appoint unelected people. They're accountable, really, to no one. Not accountable to the council, not accountable to the people. They just can do that. They're basically going to do the hatchet work on the part of the people that appoint her.
I mean, we get a question like, what is happening behind the scenes?
Does it concern you that the way this is all playing out is happening under a county executive that wasn't elected by the people?
It's certainly surprising that someone who is a temporary position holder, if you will, supposed to hold the position for 2 years, would kind of go about making this dramatic and drastic change.
Why do you think this is happening?
You'd have to ask Ms. Klossmeyer as to the factors that went into this decision. It's certainly a little bit upsetting because I felt like I had never really had an opportunity to sit and to talk with her, for her to ask me about myself or about the office. And for all I know, it's because of the reports. I mean, that's the challenge with oversight. Oversight can be messy. It's that famous Supreme Court decision that says sunlight is the best disinfectant. But when that spotlight's shining on you, sometimes you want to turn it away.
We used to call Senator Sarbanes the stealth senator because you'd never see the guy. We now have the new stealth queen of Baltimore County, that is Kathy Klossmeyer. Won't give interviews, won't return calls. They issue statements. That's what they issue. They issue statements. And finally, Inspector General Kelly Madigan, she's advocating that her office, her position, should be completely independent of the county executive and the county council.
The statute has to be independent. The person has to act independent. And you have to try to have all of the factors so that politics don't play a role. Currently, right now in Baltimore County, when you have a process where the appointment and the confirmation is by the two branches of government, it is political.
And this is the result of that.
This is the result of that.
Yeah, this is pure politics. Jeff is in Moncton. Jeff, good morning.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Real quick about me, 33 and a half years, Baltimore County Fire Department, retired.
Thank you for your service.
Captain. Well, thank you. So anyway, real quick about Kelly Madigan. Here's how it works, and I'll start from the bottom layer of, like, the fire department. If the fire chief decides he wants to change his command staff, let's just say battalion chiefs, he will take and he will reclassify, he will rewrite the mission statement for the battalion chiefs. And then he will go to all the battalion chiefs, and this is basically to purge chiefs out that he doesn't want or she doesn't want. And they will rewrite the classifications and then tell you, you can reapply for this position. Now, typically what happens when something like that happens, and we'll take it all the way up to Kelly now, when things like that take place, there's usually somebody that they're looking at that they want to fill that position with. So they will have that person assist in writing the new classifications. And then when the job announcement is put out, those classifications are set up so that specific people are eligible for the job. And the people that they want to get rid of, well, they're not so much eligible for the job anymore. So you purge the system. Now, I can tell you this as a fact. Mrs. Madigan has been very instrumental and involved in investigations within Baltimore County Fire Department. I'm still very active with the members through the union and everything else. Mm-hmm. And she is also digging up things throughout county government. She is not a very well-received person within the big system of county government. And so she has a target on her back. That's mm-hmm. the bottom line. And so that's all I wanted to do, just shed a little
bit of light. Look, I hear you. Yeah, and this is Tammany Hall politics. That's what it is. You get political bosses, unelected leaders, and backdoor deals that are cut, whether it's the county executive, Johnny Zero, and thanks for your call, Jeff, or whether it was the Baltimore County Council, which, by the way, just voted for Medicare for All. In the resolution for Baltimore County. So we'll talk about that. We'll get more of your calls and comments coming up in just a second. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman are there if you need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury. There's no better law firm, in my humble opinion, to help you. They've helped members of my family. They've helped my brother-in-law. They've helped others. And when they've been involved in serious accidents, and they've been able to represent them to the best of their ability. It's one of the reasons why they get top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year here in the state of Maryland, because they put your recovery as priority number one. And that's exactly what they do. Everything that they do in the firm is designed with that in mind. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress out about battling the insurance companies, which is no fun. I can tell you that right now. Dealing with, in some cases, medical bills. They can advance you, for doctor's bills or medical bills in some cases. So, again, these are the little things that a lot of firms won't do. For instance, if your car is totaled, they'll help you with that. That's called diminution of value. Most firms won't touch it. There's not a billable hours in that. So Law Office Michael A. Friedman, give him a call. Hopefully you never need him. 410-363-6848. Online, maflaw.com.
It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. 38-year-old Elkton man has now pled guilty to federal charges of producing and distributing child sexual abuse material. Mark Rice was arrested in 2023 after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received a cyber tip from Reddit regarding the transmission of the material, and the IP address was then tracked to Rice's home. A motorcyclist sentenced in a hit-and-run crash in Ocean City critically injured a teen during last year's Bike Fest. A Michael Schneider of New York was drunk and traveling at a high rate of speed when he struck 16-year-old Tyler Walsh in a marked crosswalk at 12th Street and Philadelphia Avenue. Schneider was arrested several hours after the crash, convicted of causing life-threatening injuries with a vehicle while under the influence and leaving the scene while reasonably knowing a serious injury had occurred. He has now been sentenced to 10 years in prison, with all but 7.5 suspended. Baltimore Ravens will be holding a job fair this weekend to fill open positions at M&T Bank Stadium, not on the field, but working for the team. A job fair will take place at the stadium Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Job seekers should park in Lot B, enter the stadium at Gate F. Baltimore judge places a temporary hold on lawsuits filed under Maryland's Child Victims Act due to an unprecedented influx of cases. More than 1,200 lawsuits have been filed since the law removed time limits for child sexual abuse victims to pursue legal action. And Baltimore City Council member Mark Conway has written a letter to BGE regarding allegations that employees falsified inspection records. Conway says he wants answers about a PSC report that claimed that internal oversight failures and retaliatory practices against whistleblowers. 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Pick three, lottery number 791. Your pick four, 2651. And now, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway on the outer loop, I just spotted this, is slowing from York Road over towards 83. I haven't had any reports of any problems in that area. Looking at the camera where 83 and the Beltway come together, I don't see any issues there. But right after York Road, a little bit slow on the outer loop on the westbound side. Could just be the heavy traffic trying to get over to the ramp and over towards Charles Street. So heads up for that. Parkville side, still slowing. Inner loop in Green Spring, the west side, you know the deal. You ride it every day. It's right out there now, sitting in the same spot, 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. And we're still in the area of 20 to 25 minute delays, heading south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, cranking up that heat and humidity. High temps in the upper 80s. Could see some lower 90s, but that feels like temperature is definitely going to be up there. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hot weather means your homework's harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, iAccount, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer. That's bge.com/summer.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It seems like top of the order is a good spot for the Orioles' second baseman.
Here is Jackson Holliday.
Yeah,
there you go. How about that? Dumped into left center field. Holliday goes the opposite way. He'll cash in Adams, and the Orioles have played it a pair here in the ninth.
Ben Wagner and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer with the call in Masson. Holliday looking very comfortable in the box, batting 300 in his last 16 games. games for the Orioles, 14 runs driven in, and the O's beat the Mariners last night in Seattle, 5-1 was the final. After the game, Colton Cowser, who homered in his first game back, on the Birds' bats.
You know, we have such a fun lineup and fun team. You know, I had one swing of the bat today, one hit. All the other guys, we had 12 other hits. You know, able to add some of those insurance runs, it was huge. And, you know, I think what I'm going to do is just show up every day and, you know, bring the energy what I can do.
Elsewhere in baseball, former MLB star and two-time World Series champion Kevin Youkilis called out Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after the lawmaker reacted to the attack in Boulder, Colorado on Jews rallying peacefully for the release of Israeli hostages. Ocasio-Cortez wrote in a post on social media that she was horrified by the attack, and we have a moral responsibility to confront anti-Semitism and stop it wherever it exists. Youkilis, who is Jewish, called out Ocasio-Cortez and wondered what she had done to confront those who have called for intifadas in New York. Ravens news, Lamar Jackson absent yesterday from workouts in Owings Mills. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken not concerned.
I feel good. I always feel good about Lamar. He always comes in ready. You know, that's... I've never felt like that when we've started camp or whenever he's been here that he's not ready. He loves.
According to NBC Sports, Jackson must attend 80% of the team's voluntary off-season workouts to earn a $750,000 signing bonus each season from 2024 to 2028. Lamar forfeited the bonus last year when he missed the majorities of OTAs. Oregon high school senior Alexa Anderson garnered national attention on Saturday when she refused to share the high jump medal podium with a trans athlete at a state track and field championship meet. Viral footage of Anderson and fellow girl athlete Reese Eckerd showed them stepping down from the podium, and they also showed an official gesturing for them to move away. Here's Anderson on the Ingram angle with Laura Ingram on Fox News.
Yeah, we stepped off the podium in protest, and as you can see in the video, an official kind of told us, hey, go over there. If you're not going to participate, get out of the photos.
Ms. Anderson went on to say that young female athletes are afraid to speak out on this issue, but she and Eckerd had had enough. The time now is 8:37. When we return, reaction to my Pittsburgh Steelers comment.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, Jeff in Pasadena. Jeff has called in with a reaction to your comments on the Steelers.
Morning, Jeff.
Sure, no problem.
Good morning, guys. I want to give a shout-out to Barbara and Beverly. A couple of things that Gary Stein, he ruffled my feathers about an hour ago. I want to comment on two things. He made the comment earlier, Steelers haven't won a playoff game since the Lamar Jackson era. I just want to remind him, the city of Pittsburgh has 6 Super Bowl titles. Mm. The city of Baltimore has 3. Mm. It really should be 2. The Super Bowl win against the 49ers was the worst officiated Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowl. I don't have time to detail all the plays where the Ravens should have had a flag thrown on, like the kickoff return by Jacoby Jones where 3 people were holding, Jimmy Smith grabbing Michael Crabtree.
No pass interference penalty, yada, yada, yada. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Can I make one other comment Gary said in, some time ago?
Sure, man. Yeah.
Calling Earl Weaver a great manager, I would call him a very good manager. He had for 17 or 18 years some of the best players to play in the game and won 1 World Series title.
Yeah.
A great manager doesn't lose a World Series when they're up 3-1 in the last 2 games at home. And finally, the last year he was the manager there, 1982.
My goodness.
They didn't even make the playoffs. The next year, some guy named Joe Altobelli came in.
Playoffs?
Took the same team, the same players to a World Series title. So I would call Earl Weaver a very good manager, not great.
Can I offer a quick rebuttal here?
You get a rebuttal. Yes, you do.
Jeff, first of all, thank you for listening. I mean, this is terrific, okay? To call Earl Weaver a very good manager or whatever, he is the all-time leading winning manager in Major League Baseball history.
period. If you get to the World Series, I get that you're up 3-1. It's a crapshoot. It depends on the pitcher. Okay, I'm looking at the long history, the long arc of Earl Weaver. He is the greatest manager statistically in the history of baseball. I don't think there's any question about that.
You're talking win percentages in the
Win percentages. Correct. That's the job of a manager, is to win games.
What I'm saying real quick is when you have players like he had for 17 or 18 years,
Jeff,
you
got to
win 3 or 4. Okay.
Jeff, what manager wasn't great with great players? It goes hand in hand, Jeff.
I'll say this real quick. If Billy Martin, Tommy Lasorda, even Whitey Herzog would have had those players for 17 or 18 years.
Prove it. Prove it. How do you know? Prove it. Prove it.
It's an opinion.
It's an opinion.
Those guys probably would have won.
I bet Brandon Hyde wished he had those players, that's for sure.
Jeff, one quick note, by the way. So you agree with me that the Steelers suck. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Jeff, thank you.
Thank you for listening, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Wow.
Awesome. Let's go back to the Inspector General. So, Marty is in Parkville. Maybe less controversial.
Real quick, to be controversial, get back with Jeff. How many world championships did the Baltimore Colts win before the Super Bowl era? How many? We also won a Grey Cup and the USFL title. So I would say we have more football championships than the Pittsburgh Steelers ever will. So okay. We got them all up together. Yep. But getting back to the IG, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's going on in Baltimore County and where that county's headed. I mean, if you look at the redistricting map that they're talking about, I mean, that's going to take a 4-3 majority to a 7-2 supermajority.
Right.
You look at what they want to do with the school board. They want to redistrict the school board, despite that they're not adding any more elected positions to that, so that they can drive the few members that actually ask questions of the superintendent and get censured for it out. And, I mean, they want to redo the police accountability board. And even on top of that, then you got the IG. Plus, I know the teachers union's not real popular on this station, but, you know, Johnny Osheski ran on getting the teachers a raise.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he's out of office and his hand-picked successor is the one doing the dirty work by saying, just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks very much, teachers. Appreciate it.
See you. That's a good point. And Marty, this redistricting, which we haven't heard the last of yet, I mean, it's right now they're coalescing along the Woodlawn C map, which would be 2 majority black districts out of the 9. But I don't think that's going to fly. So we're looking at, this is all about race, unfortunately. They're saying that the county's over 50% black, so the council should be 50% black. So they want 4. 4 districts, at least 4 districts that are going to be majority black. Marty, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Yeah, what about the idea you just have a district that is continuous in shape, and I don't care what the race is of those individuals in that district. If they choose a black council person, fine. They choose a green one. I don't mind. But what I do get irritated about is the continuing gerrymandering of
Correct.
This stuff.
The drawing of the district to favor one
party or
one race or what have you. So, but that's going all the way back to Eldridge Gerry.
That's right.
Yeah. Massachusetts fame.
Yeah. Once again, traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's Chuck Mander Whitaker.
Yeah. I knew Mungo Jerry one time.
Yes. Well, only in the summertime, right?
In the summertime.
Yeah.
When the weather's hot.
Yeah, yeah. Never saw him in the winter.
No, never. He was summertime, Jerry.
That's right.
So stupid. The Northeast Outer. Not you, me. The Northeast Outer.
All of us.
Oh, the Northeast Outer Loop is still slow. Goes all the way to Providence through Delaney Valley Road. So a lot of this traffic is just working its way all the way across eventually towards 83. It's moving, but it's slow. The Inner Loop at Greenspring got slow again, so that backed up towards Park Heights Avenue and Stevenson. And then after the JFX, that gets better. The west side is still there, not quite to 795 right now, but almost. It's still Liberty Road 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. We're still pushing
watching all that traffic and still very slow southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday is going to be hot and humid today with highs near 90. Pretty much the same for tomorrow before the rain may come Friday evening into Saturday. It's sunny and 69 in Severn, 69 in Parkville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Yes, they do, still do, messages in a bottle. And the latest is a child in Florida found a message in a bottle that two children in Hawaii tossed into the ocean.
In Florida?
7 years ago. Want to hear the note that was in it?
Yeah.
Here's 11-year-old Josie Law of Michigan and her mom talking about the bottle.
I was just walking, and then the wave went, like, it crashed into each other, so I almost went back, but I grabbed it really quick, and then I showed my mom.
A piece of trash, like, and then I saw the note in the bottle. I was like, it's a note in a bottle.
Hello, people who found this. You will be happy that you found this. Why? Because you will know me with this number.
And I just popped into my phone and decided to text. They texted me back. It was actually a 21-year-old girl from Hawaii and her little brother who had also found a message in a bottle.
That's just amazing.
The bottle went into the water in Hawaii.
In Hawaii, in the Pacific.
They found it in Florida.
Yeah. I don't know whether it was in the Gulf or whether it was in
the... Still, what, it goes through the canal?
Apparently. Prevailing currents and everything. Just crazy, isn't it? Let's go to Steve in Perry Hall. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sean, did you mention an article in the Baltimore Brew.
Yeah, I made a mistake on the author. The author is, sorry, my bad. The cartoonist was Tom Nast. The author is David Plymire.
I thought it was odd that it would be the same name as the cartoonist. So
right, yeah, yeah. It's David Plymire, retired Anne Arundel County attorney, wrote the article. Thomas Nast was the cartoonist. My bad.
That's correct. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Steve. Appreciate the correction there. Claude and Arbutus.
Hey, Claude.
Yeah, you know what it is, Sean? Your old age, man. And dealing with them children all week.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Something
they scramble
that.
The brains.
I remember when they were just children, man. Young babies.
Yeah, they are.
And now they're grown up men, huh?
Well, yeah, it's, I think I'd rather be with the grandbabies.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, Sean.
They're easier to handle than we are.
She's starting up a hornet's nest there, man. And when you start up the hornet's nest, like John Guderjohn said, you're going to get bit. And what she's doing is a good thing. She did an excellent thing, actually. And they don't give a damn. So they want to, you know, put somebody in power. Now, Kim lost the election because you got Johnny Zero. Now, Kim could have won that election if she went Democrat. So she needs to change her party to Democrat just for an election and run for county executive.
I think that it would probably make her skin crawl if she were to think about changing her political affiliation. Well, Kim will be in a couple minutes. We'll ask her that. But Claude, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. You know, but I think she's done. She says she's done. She's not running again. And I don't blame her. I mean, she gave it her all on two separate occasions.
Yes. Plus, you know, I'm not sure that those shoes would take another trip down Baltimore Lane. You know?
That's right. All right, it's 8:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, it's all Trump's fault.
Absolutely. Maria Cardona is a Democrat consultant. She was on Chicken Noodle News just yesterday, and she's determined who was at fault for what happened in Boulder. Beyond that, who is at fault for the rise in anti-Semitism in this country?
The rise of anti-Semitism in the last decade can be correlated with the rise of Donald Trump. And the kind of language that he uses, has used, gives a permission slip for all of this anti-Semitic language to be used, you know, in a way that we really hadn't seen before.
Yeah, so in other words, it's not all the radical lefties on campus. It's not their professorate, who is even further left. It's not the Democrat Party's faint protestations about, gee, please don't hurt the Jews while they celebrate Hamas and celebrate the Palestinians. It's Donald Trump, because orange man bad.
When you pardon people who are the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, whose groups have an ideology that supports anti-Semitism, when you have anti-Semitic tropes that you traffic in and that you amplify on your own social media, where you have followers of millions of people, you cannot give a pass to the President of the United States with the kind of megaphone that he has and say, oh, he has absolutely nothing to do with
it. That is absolutely nuts.
It is absolutely crazy. Crazy nuts. The idea somehow that it's Donald Trump and this administration's fault that anti-Semitism is on the rise flies in the fact of what this administration is doing in order to support Jewish citizens in this country. I mean, the facts are on the ground. You can take a look at what this administration has done compared to previous administrations. There has never been another administration and another president who is a better friend to Jews in this country and in Israel than Donald Trump. Period.
Yeah, well, they continue Orange Man Bad.
Orange Man Bad.
He says black, they say white. It's they're so, I think, dry. Did you see the article by Nate Silver? The vast majority of liberals have problems with their mental health.
Not a surprise.
Yeah. So it's, I can't remember what the numbers were, but it just, I mean, we've been saying liberalism is a mental illness for years.
Yeah.
And now Nate Silver has confirmed that hypothesis. 850, the best of the morning drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com on our Rumble page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson Wednesday on the show. Elon is not happy with Trump's big, beautiful bill.
What do you mean by that?
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, it's 8:53 once again. Traffic and weather on the threes. And it's a Chuck Mungo Jerry Whitaker. By the way, Chuck, did you realize that in the summertime when the weather is high that you can stretch right out and touch the sky?
Touch the sky.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I heard that.
You can go out.
He has problem touching his toes.
You got women on your mind. Yeah.
I'll tell you where one of those toes is going to be, Mr.
Get your tickets now, WCBM.com.
Shameless self-promotion at 855. The Outer Loop West Side is still there. It's still 795 down to Frederick Road. It's going to take a while for that to get going. And then the Inner Loop is still Park Heights Avenue through Greenspring. I don't see anything in the roadway there, but it is slow until you clear the JFX headed east over towards 83. And then Parkville side, as we said earlier, was slow. Bel Air Road, Providence Road, all the way over through Delaney Valley Road and York Road. So all of that is still in play. Construction through the midday, I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County, and we're still dealing with 15 to 20-minute delays coming south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for the rest of your midweek. It is going to be hot and humid today. Highs near 90, pretty much the same for tomorrow. Maybe some rain coming in for relief Friday night into Saturday morning. Right now, sunny, 69 in Forest Hill, and it is 70 in Baltimore City. And we have this from Marty. He says, don't forget when residents went to deliver a petition supporting the Inspector General, Kathy Stealthmeyer, was in Vegas with Brandon Scott, being lobbied by developers at taxpayer expense. Did I mention her family's in the real estate business? Just saying. Hey, so yesterday,
what happens in Vegas?
The Baltimore City Police Commissioner Richard Worley went before the county city council, facing a rigorous budget hearing, and they presented a proposed budget exceeding $600 million for the upcoming fiscal year. The police commish says one of their big achievements, obviously, is the homicide rate reduction.
We did something that had never been done before since we've been keeping records. We went under 7 homicides. We had 5 homicides for the month of April.
So let me see if I follow the logic here. You've dropped the homicide rate pretty significantly.
Yeah.
And you've done that, and you still have 500 vacancies in the Baltimore City Police Department. So maybe the county council thinking, well, why should we give you more money? You seem like you're doing a good job with what you have now. It's overtime. That's it. Kevin Jones, county councilman, says we got to get overtime under control.
I would like you to talk a little bit about what you are doing to curtail excessive overtime. We should be clear about how much overtime we're going to need so that it's not year over year council signing supplemental budgets to support on the back end overtime spending that was already spent.
We have a lot of checks and balances, and we've made some real progress over the last couple months.
So we implemented a series of robust measures aimed at reducing overtime expenditures, enhancing financial accountability, and improving oversight within the respective commands.
That was Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen, along with the commissioner, the deputy commissioner. But so that's it. As of May of this year, the BPD had over 2,000 sworn members with nearly 500 vacancies. So it just, again, and that's where much of their budget is coming from overtime, because they don't have enough officers. There's a staffing shortage. But it doesn't seem to me there'd be a disconnect here. Homicide rates are dropping, and you don't have enough officers for the to walk the streets, to patrol the streets.
Well, one would think that at some point you say that we have this homicide issue by and large in hand, and since we've had the officers to do that, let's move down and do the next set of crimes down. I mean, it's the opposite of the broken windows approach, but it gets you there.
Councilman Danielle McCray was concerned about the vacancies in the BPD.
I want to believe you when you tell me that these vacancy numbers are going to go down. Like we want to be with you. But I'm going to get to the next question.
Yeah. All right. So that is the way it works in city government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we'll see what happens. I have a tough time believing the numbers. I'd like to delve a little bit deeper in to see exactly, are adult numbers and juvenile numbers commingled? Are they combined, or are they separated out because of different charges? I'd like to know the answer to that question.
I'd like some insight on how they figure they actually brought the homicide rate down. Is it something they did, or is it simply what happens with demographics? Is you had a great big bubble of people who are of the age of shooting each other and they're aging out.
Scott would tell you that it is the group violence reduction strategy that is responsible, while I'm sure City State's Attorney Ivan Bates and the former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron would say it's what they did that made the difference. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and right now the market is favoring buyers. There's just way too much, too many folks selling, not enough buyers, and that is causing a problem there for sellers, as you might imagine. So if you're trying to sell your home, it's best that you get professional help and advice, and preferably from somebody like Vinny Steele, who, by the way, is just one of the best guys around. And as I said before, he's a great benefactor to the Johns Hopkins Children's Center, very philanthropic. All portions of his proceeds of his commissions go to Johns Hopkins Children's Center. So if you're in the market to sell your home, just give Vinny a call, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And Vinny will come out, or one of his agents, and you'll discuss, you know, staging and price and time frame, et cetera. Once you agree on everything, you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. Guaranteed. Just a matter of time. And usually minutes, you know, days. Not weeks, months, or years. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Tell them I told you to call. Kim Klesick Live coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.